DelawareCountyFootball.net, in cooperation with the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County, is pleased to present the 32nd Annual 2008 Hero Bowl.
Has time, firing down the seam, big tight end Dave Wilson at the 42, across the 40, stretches down near the 35-yard line. Gain of 26 on the play.
Back to pass, has plenty of time, firing deep down the near sideline, looking, Aaron Benson in coverage, and it is caught, a tremendous catch down near the 31-yard line. Back is Humes, five-step drop, firing deep down the seam, Pinto is open, he's got it, touchdown, the tight end, Ridley connection, Al Humes will running Pinto down the seam.
Tonight's game features a contest between the Del Valle League High School Football All-Stars and the Central League Football All-Stars. Here are tonight's announcers, the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Hero. In the world of sports, we hear the term used, maybe overused, consistently. And how much fun it is, how easy it is in the context to discuss a long touchdown run, a buzzer-beating three-point shot, or a walk-off home run as part of a heroic performance. In this world of sports, as much time, effort, and emotion is spent training, playing, watching, and then discussing our athletic heroes, many of us neglect too easily some of the true heroes of our communities. We don't see as much newsprint or television airtime devoted to our dedicated police officers keeping the streets safe every day. Instead, we see the glitz and glamour of what amounts to a few hours of entertainment from athletes. Quick, how many of us have snapped photographs or sought autographs at a multi-million dollar stadium, but have never done the same at the fire station just down the street? And for all the concerns we have each week about the sprained ankles or sore shoulder that might keep a quarterback, goaltender, or pitcher out of a big game, we have dedicated emergency medical technicians who spend each day responding to the needs of so many in conditions much less desirable than a stadium locker room. Tonight, however, is a chance for 90 athletes representing 20 Delaware County high schools, two dozen coaches, and many, many others to give back and to give a great big thank you to those heroes who are less celebrated on a daily basis. For the 32nd straight year, the Delaware County Hero Fund is in the limelight tonight, and 90 soon-to-be graduating seniors put on the helmets and pads for the final time as high schoolers in an effort to add to the scholarship fund that is now approaching $500,000 for the benefit of surviving family members of police officers, firefighters, and EMS workers. From Widener University in Chester, Pennsylvania, we dedicate tonight's broadcast to Michael Regan of the Sharon Hill Fire Department and Lieutenant Nicholas Picozzi of Lower Chichester Fire Department, as you are listening once again to high school football on www.havenfootball.net. Good evening, everybody. This is Brian Carroll from Widener University in Chester, just moments away from kickoff of the 32nd Annual Hero Bowl on a beautiful night here in Chester. No Phillies game to compete with. Hockey in this part of the state, anyway, is a done deal, so why not tune in and join with us? Just a fantastic event. If you picked up a copy of the Delaware County Times today, front page story, and then later on a fantastic article from Terry Toohey just describing exactly what the Hero Bowl is all about. And again, we, for the second year now, at havenfootball.net, are just thrilled to be broadcasting. I'm joined tonight by Mike Mayer, engineer and webmaster at www.havenfootball.net. Mike, it's great to be back.
Yeah, it's always great to be back. It's always great to see some guys in uniform and, I to say the smell of leather and stuff, but nobody wears leather anymore. But, it's just great to be out here. It's kind of our football fix. And, of course, it's a great cause. We have people that work for us 24/7 in the worst of weathers. And they're there for us, and for one day out of the year, we'll be there for them. And all of us are volunteering our services, and our, including the Easy Stream people who furnish the live feed for the game. We're all volunteering. As a matter of fact, there's so many volunteers here that even the officials are volunteers. And to make it more interesting, all the officials are active duty police or firefighters.
So you mentioned a moment ago about the people in uniform. Certainly 90 high school seniors in football uniforms tonight. Others have traded the uniform of their everyday jobs, police officers, firefighters, to serve as officials for tonight. We're going to hear just in just a moment, Mike will cue that up right now, from Bob Frazier, one of the officials for tonight's game, and his day job is a Ridley Park police officer.
And we're here right now with Bob Frazier, who's a Ridley Park police officer and also happens to be a side judge in tonight's game. So how long have you been doing that?
I've been a football official about 14 years. I've been doing the Hero Bowl about 3 or 4 years. Prior to that, I used to come and volunteer my time also. I've been a police officer 16 years. I'd say 14 years I've been coming to do this game.
That's
my,
great.
My father was a police officer of 25 years. He used to come every game since the inception. But my father took this game seriously, and he used to come and donate his time.
That's great. What, and you also played in this game.
I played in this game in 1989, my senior year. I'm a graduate of Monsignor Bonner, and I played in 89. It was a very hard-fought, hot night up at Ridley High School. They're one of the largest crowds. We had about 10,000 people at Ridley High School. We lost to 12-10.
To put together a team and a squad that can actually go out and play some good football, which they certainly have done over the years, is simply a testament to the coaches and the kids. And this is something that nobody has to do, obviously. They do it because they think it's a good cause and they want to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Everybody just volunteers. From the coaches down to the mothers, the parents, the helpers, the sponsors. I see the fruits of this game. I've seen officers whose children that were killed in line of duty, or paramedics who were first responders that took heart attacks on the line of duty, responding to ambulance calls at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and their kids can go on education, get an education.
And we're all volunteering our time, and I didn't realize that the officials were also police officers, and I guess this game will be all the officials.
This year will be all seven of us. There's seven of us, all police officers. Guys who are holding our sticks, our chain guys, they're police officers too that also officiate, that are on one level behind the guys in the game, which eventually, hopefully, they'll be in the game in about a year or two officiating, because it's just so fun. Just getting out here on a Thursday night and with the kids, and it's their last, some of them will be their last football game, and it's just a great night to be out here.
Well, that's great, and thanks for coming by and sharing it with us, and we'll look to see you on the field.
Oh, come out and watch the game. It's a great time.
Thanks a lot.
We spent a good part of last night with several players, coaches, community members, sponsors for tonight's game. Just a terrific evening at a dinner sponsored by Outback Steakhouse. They fed all of the players. Their parents were invited as well. Just a terrific community outreach from Outback Steakhouse here at Widener University last night, and a great chance for us to connect one-on-one with some players, some of the players that we talked to and watched and talked about all season long, and then got a chance to meet several other players as well from schools where Strathaven didn't meet up with them in the regular season, so we caught up with some guys mainly from the East squad. Tonight's game, again, just a little background here with the on-the-field setup here. 20 different high schools from Delaware County represented here tonight. 10 from the East squad are Chester, Monsignor Bonner, Academy Park, Penwood, Archbishop Carroll, Interborough, Cardinal O'Hara, Chichester, Glen Mills, and Sun Valley. For the Western Delaware County squad, it involves pretty much the Central League plus the Haverford School. So it's Haverford, the Haverford School, Marple Newtown, Pencrest, Radnor, Strathaven, Ridley, Upper Darby, and Garnet Valley. So there was a little bit of juggling this year based on the number of participants and eligible players and so forth, and it's a bit of an inexact science. So, for instance, last year, Garnet Valley was part of the East squad. Cardinal O'Hara was over on the West side. But, again, with the different numbers and so forth, this they do their best to keep it geographically correct and their best to keep it separated by league, but of course it changes year to year. So we will make sure we recognize all the players of tonight's game at some point, certainly with their on-field exploits, but we will talk a little bit and hopefully have some interviews set up from some of their off-field and future plans as well. You can hear probably in the background here at Widener, they are introducing the East squad right now. We're finishing up those introductions, and then the Western Delaware County seniors will be announced momentarily. A lot of other pregame ceremonies involved a very special and, as I mentioned in our opening, it's been a difficult and poignant 9 months or so here in Delaware County, and tonight's game with an extra special meeting. Unfortunately, two firefighters since September were killed in the line of duty, so their families, wives, children, parents were honored before tonight's game. Firefighter Michael Regan from the Sharon Hill Fire Department was killed September 29th of 2007. And Lieutenant Nicholas Picozzi from Lower Chichester Fire Department died in the line of duty March 5th of this year. So tonight's broadcast, tonight's game dedicated entirely to them, but of course, as I mentioned, over $450,000 has been gained. Over $450,000 has been raised over the 32 years for the Delaware County Hero Fund, which again is a scholarship fund for which the surviving family members of these fallen firefighters, police officers, and EMS workers are eligible. So just a fantastic effort. We have some longtime Hero Bowl participants who will join us either in person or via recording. We have some longtime people who have been involved with sponsoring the game. Commerce Bank, namely, is a proud sponsor again this year. We should have them at halftime. But in the meantime, I want to go over the officials for tonight's game as well. Again, all of these folks involved with tonight's game serve in a volunteer capacity. So the game's officials for tonight are Mark Bregman from Springfield, Detective William Costello, Delaware County CID, Detective James Devaney from Springfield Township Police Department, Police Officer Robert Frazier, who a recorded interview from last night with Robert Frazier, a Ridley Park police officer, Lieutenant Darrell Guy from Darby Borough Police Department, Sergeant James Reef from Upper Darby Township Police Department, Officer Gerard Scanlon from Ridley Township Police Department, Corporal James Simpkins from Tinicum Township Police Department, and Sergeant Robert Tinsley, Sharon Hill Police Department. So those officials, again, volunteering their time to make this a special event for the 90 high school seniors here playing in an all-star capacity, but really for the last time as high schoolers. And again, walking around the field this evening, spending time with them last evening at the Outback Dinner, it was nice to see. These guys are just really weeks away from graduation. They're spending a lot of time with one another for the final time before they all head off in separate directions by the end of next month. And many of them, as it turns out, are going to school together. We'll get into more of that later. And many of them playing college football. But at the same time, this truly may be the last time some of these kids play organized football ever. So it's been a big part of their lives for the last 4 years in high school and probably before that. And to suit up with some high school teammates and at the same time meet some new friends, really, and guys who butted heads all year long in the Central League and the Delaware Valley League as opponents, get to line up with one another here for one last time for a great cause. In the meantime, we will take a short timeout. We'll be back in just a few moments here.
This is Alair Rothwell, a.k.a. Hitman from Chester High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Commerce Bank is the main sponsor of this year's Hero Bowl, and we're all very proud of their continued support. Commerce Bank is America's most convenient bank with 7-day branch banking, free checking for the first year, free online banking and bill paying, and a no-fee Visa ATM check card. Branches are located conveniently throughout Delaware County. For your nearest branch, give them a call at 1-888-751-9000. Member FDIC.
Forget them when you're there. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day. Go out back tonight. For the steak is thick and juicy. The shrimp is grilled and sweet. The chicken, tender. Your only worry is which to choose.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
Presentation of the colors tonight. Involved with that are the Broomall Fire Company Honor Guard, the Chester Police Department Honor Guard, the Delaware County Police Chiefs Association Honor Guard, the Delaware County Sheriff's Office Honor Guard, the Haverford Township Police Department Honor Guard, the Upper Darby Township Police Department Honor Guard. So a very impressive display. In the meantime, you can also see several different fire departments represented, yeah. EMT services represented as well here in the stands. The stands are filling up very quickly here. We will likely have a capacity crowd here at Wider on just a beautiful evening. Sun falling just below the trees now in the west end zone. So it should be a great night, and they will have the lights on shortly, and which will be a memorable night here in Delaware County.
This is Carl Ballard from Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football at www.havenfootball.net. Westside.
Outback Steakhouse is a major sponsor of this year's Hero Bowl. If you have teenagers, you know what it costs to feed them. Well, Outback fed all the teenage players, the coaches, as well as their families a diet of steak, chicken, and shrimp, not to mention salad and all the fixings. I wonder what it would cost to pick that tab up. But Outback did it as their contribution to this year's Hero Bowl. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. No rules, just right.
Go Outback.
Senior from Ridley High School performing the Star Spangled Banner. And again, we are moments away from the coin toss live here at Widener University. The 32nd annual Hero Bowl, the high school football senior all-star game here in Delaware County, Pennsylvania.
This is Joe Gallagher, head coach of Haverford High School, and you're listening to high school football on www.havenfootball.net.
Want to really move Dad this Father's Day? Then give him a Hallmark card with sound, filled with his favorite songs by the original artists. You can use music, movies, even one-liners from TV shows to sing Dad's praises. So move Dad in more ways than one this Father's Day. Give him a Hallmark card with sound. Head to Beckabell's Hallmark at the 352 Plaza in Brookhaven between Kmart and Pathmark. Do it today and see and hear all the latest in sound cards. Available while supplies last.
Welcome back to Widener High School. We are getting ready
Widener
for
High School.
Widener, high school football at Widener University. Thanks, Mike.
Sorry.
Like I said, we're shaking the rest off. No, please. Please correct me if needed here. In the meantime, the captains for each squad meeting at midfield. For the East squad, captains tonight include number 57, John Tull, a senior center from Archbishop Carroll High School, Jerry Moyer, a defensive back from Innerboro. An injured player, unfortunately, is James Burris from Academy Park, a defensive tackle, Christian Johnson, tight end from Monsignor Bonner, and Eric Green, a quarterback from Penwood. For the West squad, number 21 is Carl Ballard, a fullback from Strathaven. Willie Curry, another injured player, also from Strathaven, a defensive back, will not see action tonight. Injured in practice a couple of weeks ago. And Andrew Hodges, a linebacker and running back from Ridley. Tosses in the air, and it seems that the East has won the toss. Well, I can't be certain here. The East will defend the East end zone, seems to have won the toss, and will has chosen to receive to start the game. If you didn't catch up with us during last year's game, last year's final 24-0, the West over the East, highlighted by two Strathaven Panthers last year. The offensive MVP was Roy Al Edwards, scored two touchdowns, one on a 91-yard touchdown reception, another on a 97-yard kick return. Aaron Benson, the defensive back, last year broke up five passes in the secondary to claim defensive MVP honors in the 24-0 win. For the East, last year's MVPs included a wide receiver for the East. That was Kamar Jordan, wide receiver from Penwood, who had an outstanding performance in the 24-0 loss. And seemingly in on almost every tackle of the evening, the defensive MVP last year for the East, Chester linebacker Rashawn Holmes. So again, we will do our best to keep you up to date on all of the different names, numbers, schools of the present, and schools of the future for many of these young men. Many of them are continuing football careers in the fall at colleges and universities around the state, around the country, some of them not too far away. Many of these players are teammates for the first time tonight, but will be teammates again in the fall. We'll talk all about the Wesley College connection on both teams. Westchester will be well represented. Some of these kids playing on Widener's field tonight. We'll be playing on Widener's field again this fall, so we will talk quite a bit about college plans and so forth. And, again, we're thankful for you joining us live or on the archive broadcast on havenfootball.net. They're all fall long and throughout their high school careers, but have added some stickers from friends from different schools, now teammates this week. But, again, quite a challenge for the coaching staff to get everybody ready on just 2 weeks' practice. There are several standout players from Delaware County whose names you heard and read about all fall who could not participate tonight. We'll get to those some of those players and talk about
that
later on.
We're going to have to because I don't think we're having commercials.
If we don't have commercials, we'll be talking high school football for the next 2 to 3 hours, and we're glad you're with us. Ready to kick it away, Sean Richway from Haverford High School has a tee at the 40-yard line. Need to return Chris Cooper from Chester, and fielding it at the 8-yard line is number 11. He dances out to the 20-yard line. He's wrapped up there immediately by Eric Frazier from Strathaven. Brought down is Chris Hooper, wide receiver from Monsignor Bonner, and the East will take over. First and 10, just outside their own 20-yard line. Led onto the field by quarterback Eric Green. Offensive line includes Joseph Ward, Brian Margatech, Mike Pileggi. Checking into the game as well at tight end is Christian Johnson. He lines up over the left side of Eric Green. I formation behind him. Cardinal O'Hara's Ryan Wolski split to the near side. I behind Green. First and 10 from just outside the 20. Toss play. This is Echol across the 24 after the 25. Gain of 6 on the play.
What's Echol's number?
Number 2 is Kevin Echol. Senior running back from, well, I'm going to say senior, that's going to be the most redundant thing I say all night. They're all seniors. So bear with me as Echol takes it for 6. Second and 4 upcoming. Echol, a 6'2", 210-pounder from Archbishop Carroll. Honorable mention all Catholic at linebacker. Headed to the Naval Academy this fall. Second and 4 upcoming. Now spread formation, double wing, shotgun formation for Eric Green. Behind him, Chris Cooper, the running back from Chester. Shotgun snap, straight back, looking, fires it out to the near side, and it's Wolski has juggled and broken up on the play. Eric Frazier swats it away, had some help from number 19. It is Matt Tassoni, defensive back from Ridley. Ridley, senior Tassoni underneath. Over the top was Frazier, who broke on the ball very nicely and swatted it away. Tassoni headed to East Stroudsburg this fall. He's a second-team All-Delco selection. Eric Frazier, second-team All-Delco as well in that secondary. He's headed to Wesley College in Dover, Delaware. Third and 4 upcoming. Green misfires on the first pass. Shotgun formation, double wing. Green. Back to pass, has time, fires at the far sideline, incomplete, intended for Christian Johnson, on his back shoulder, had a hand on it, could not haul it in. Brings up fourth down and about 4, and the punt team comes on for the East. So 3 and out goes the East squad. West stands to get good field position here. Need to return Eric Frazier just inside his own 40, along with John Gallagher, running back from Marple Newtown High School, wearing number 22 tonight. Standing deep to punt, number 10, Damon Schwarzengraber, Interboro's 5'10", 150-pounder. Checking into the game, and this is something that we see quite often in an all-star setting. Timeout now called for the East as they had a player running onto the field. Probably would have been a 12th man on the field here, and this is always a challenge. These kids have had about 2.5 weeks to practice. And
special teams are always the last thing you do.
Right. So we talked last night with Joe Gallagher, the coach of the West squad, head coach at Haverford High School, and we asked him, really, I mean, so how do you do it? How do you pull this off when you have offenses, you know, you have half your team who played in a wing tee, half of them played in a spread. Most of them are familiar with a power eye of some sort. And he said it's tough.
Well, I mean, we play the game to win, but In all honesty, and we stress this to our kids, the purpose of the game itself is really the main reason why we're here playing, to benefit the Hero Scholarship Fund. And we talk about that. But when we do step on the field, obviously, yeah, we play to win the game.
Right. How difficult is it in an all-star setting where you have kids from 8, 9 different high schools, 2 weeks worth of practice to institute any kind of system, play calling? What kind of basics do you have there?
Well, it is somewhat difficult. You know, you've got a variety of systems. You've got wing tee, you have the eye, you have the spread. defensively, it's not as bad. But on offense, you know, you've got to mesh all these guys from different systems. But it all works out because the kids are so talented and they are football smart. So in a matter, it takes about the end of the second week, it all meshes together and kids are gelling pretty well.
Speaking of football smart, you're coming off a terrific 2007 season at Haverford, a quad A District 1 playoff qualifying team, and then a big win on Thanksgiving Day over the crosstown rival Upper Darby. What are you looking for at Haverford in 2008?
We're really excited about last season's results, and fortunately we have a good number of players that will be returning, and I think more than anything, the senior leadership that went on this year was just outstanding, and it appears to have filtered down to the upcoming seniors, and that in itself is going to be a great thing for us, and really why mostly why I'm really excited about this year.
Terrific. So again, this is a great way to wrap up, say goodbye to a handful of seniors for 2007, but we look forward to big things at Haverford, and we'll see you during the regular season. Thanks again to Coach Joe Gallagher at Haverford High School, the coach of the Western squad for the 2008 Hero Bowl. On fourth and fourth, snap is a good one. Schwarzenegger, high punt, but it's very short. Takes a bounce on his side of the 45-yard line. Rolls laterally, and it is swatted forward, and it'll be batted down. And
too much volleyball this.
Dave Hallinan, the defensive back from Innerboro, trying to help out his high school teammate. A punt of only about 20 yards on the play, and terrific field position for the West. First and 10, 10:50. This is their 10:50 to go here in the first quarter. This is their first possession. Brought onto the field by a quarterback from Upper Darby High School. This is Brian Thompson. He breaks the huddle with an empty backfield. Four wide receivers. LP Market from Strathaven split to the near side. Aaron Duncan, John Gallagher, Dave Wisely, and Gerald Waters split as well. Now this is, here's a jet sweep. This is Aaron Duncan trying to turn the corner. 45-40 and out near the first down marker. He looks like he's going to be just shy as they stop him at about the 38. McMonagle, number 44, Billy McMonagle, in on the stop for Cardinal O'Hara, but a gain of 9 for Aaron Duncan, the senior from Upper Darby, who had a terrific season. First team All-Delco, even though he missed the first four games of the season. Second down and less than a yard. Dave Wisely, your halfback, single setback, and now here's a whistle, pre-snap, timeout from head coach Joe Gallagher and the West. So they will sort things out on second and inches here and talk it over. Head coach Joe Gallagher for the West this year. He is joined by a terrific staff. Again, all of these coaches on a volunteer basis for this terrific charity event. Joe Stratton, Eric Rufinak, Justin Meller, Dennis Keegan, Dan Maluski, Christo Garuelis, Mike Giordano, Tom Ryan, Jack O'Donnell, Mike Amalfitano, and John Anderson round out the staff for the West. The East is led by Coach Sam Raimondo, head coach at Penwood High School. He's joined by Seth Bruner, Jim Corkery, Dan Madonna, Troy Brooks, Sal Oropolo, former head coach at Academy Park and now assisting at Cardinal O'Hara, Joe Millison, Tony Nabb, Paul Dixon, Dennis Decker, and Jeff Hill. Second and inches upcoming as they come out of the timeout. Dave Wisely, single setback, double wing behind Thompson. Split to the far side, Gerald Waters in motion is Duncan. Play fake to him and gives to Wisely. Lots of room over the outside, 30, and he's banged out of bounds on that far sideline at the 27-yard line. In on the stop, number 14, that's your defensive back from Chester, Deshaun Elliott. But not before Wisely picks up another 9 yards and a West first down. 10:05 remaining here in the scoreless first quarter. First drive of the night for the Western Delaware County All-Stars. Started at the 46 and two. After just two running plays, they are looking at first and 10 at the East 27. Two receivers split to the near side are Markert and Waters. I formation behind Thompson. Toss play to Duncan going to his right, and he stretches to the 25, and that's about it. Ridden hard out of bounds by McMonagle. Second time we've called his name tonight. McMonagle, 6'2", 230-pounder. Listed as a defensive lineman, played more of a hybrid outside linebacker role for Cardinal O'Hara to the tune of first team all Delco, first team all Catholic. Gain of just two for the West on first down. Second and eight upcoming as Wisely stretched it to the 25. Two receivers on the near side, Wisely wing left, single set back Duncan. Play fake to Duncan, looking. Time for Thompson firing to the near sideline, coming back to the football and making the grab. Nice effort by Waters to come back for the ball, scoops it up just inches from the turf inside the 15-yard line. First down for the West. Gain of nine, first completion of the night for either team. Thompson to Waters for nine, first down for the West, with 9:15 and counting to play here in the scoreless first quarter. Mike Mayer working on the stats as best he can, being assisted by Paul Heise, doing some spotting for us down on the sideline. Danielle Heise here with us as well, assisting with the stats. And again, you can check this out after the game, beginning tomorrow on havenfootball.net. Same formation, wing left, two receivers split left. Gives the single setback. Duncan, cut, nice cut back down inside the 10, and he stumbles down to the 7-yard line. Wrapped up there by number 90, that's Zach Collins. 5'11", 250-pounder from Glenn Mills. First team All-Delco, headed to Shippensburg this fall. Nice stop by Collins. He's been a stalwart in the middle for the Battling Bulls. They had a terrific season. A nice little run in the District 1 Quad A playoffs. Won their first Quad A playoff game in quite a while before they ran into a tough Ridley team. Second down and about three, gain of seven more for Aaron Duncan from Upper Darby. I formation, Duncan dots the I behind Thompson, gives it to Duncan again, right over the left side, lots of running room, dives in, touchdown, Aaron Duncan takes it in from 7 yards away at the 8:08 mark, and a very efficient 46-yard drive opens the scoring for the West. Aaron Duncan doing the bulk of the work. Touchdown for the West, three carries for Aaron Duncan, takes him to pay dirt, 23 yards on the ground, 20, so half the yardage on that drive on the legs of number 24. In to attempt the extra point, Sean Richway from Haverford. Snap is a good one, the hold from Thompson is there. Kick is away and good. So with 8:08 to play here in the first quarter, 7-0. The Western Delaware County All-Stars lead. They strike first here on www.havenfootball.net.
This is Dave Wood, head football coach at Widener University, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
This year's high school football season is just around the corner, and havenfootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net. The president of Widener University, James T. Harris, the faculty, staff, and students salute the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County. Widener is proud to host the Hero Bowl, whose proceeds support scholarships for the children of Delaware County police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical technicians who have given their lives in the line of duty. Widener supports noble efforts to provide scholarships for children of the heroes who died in the line of duty protecting residents of Delaware County. Widener University in Chester, Pennsylvania. To contact the university, call 1-888-WIDENER. That's 1-888-W-I-D-E-N-E-R.
To get together one more time in the spring. Richway has a tee at the 40-yard line. Here's a low spiraling kick. It's going to be fielded at the 20-yard line. Moving to the near side is Echol, and he cuts it back, spins across the 30, and he's wrapped up there by number 44. That's Greg Marinic, a linebacker from Ridley. First team All-Delco linebacker Greg Marinic for the District 1 Quad A champion Ridley Raiders. Echo on the return, picks up 12, and the East takes over first and 10 at their own 32-yard line, looking to do a little better than the three and out of the opening series. Eric Green still at quarterback. Split to the near side is Chris Hooper, the wide receiver from Monsignor Bonner. Wing to the far side, Tony Minertia from Chichester. This is Chris Cooper. He drives forward to the 35, maybe. I think they'll give him the 35, and that's about it. Gain of two before Zach Riley, linebacker from Haverford, number 11, in on the stop. Gain of two for Chris Cooper on his first carry, senior running back from Chester. 5'9", 175-pounder, was honorable mention all Delco this year. Minertia and Cooper check out of the game. Backs this time are Eckel. Cooper and Minertia cross signals there. Had two men standing next to each other, two receivers in the same spot in the pattern. So, again, passing game yet to get on track here for the East squad. 0-for-3 green now after two series. Fourth and a long six. On for his second punt is Schwarzengraber. High, terrific spiral. This backs Frazier up. He makes the catch and makes one man miss at the 20-yard line. 25, 30, trying to turn the corner on the near sideline. 35, and Eric Frazier banged out of bounds at the 36. Nice job by Frazier with a man right in his lap. Gain of 16 on the return, but a fantastic punt that time by Schwarzengraber. 36 yards with lots of hang time.
Where do you pick that ball up at?
19-yard line. Frazier takes it out to the 36, and that's where the West squad will start. First and 10, led this time by senior quarterback Steve Giordano, quarterback from Marple Newtown, who runs a wing tee, and so he has a couple of wing tee guys behind him. Fullback from Strathaven is checked in. That's Carl Ballard. Wing to the far side, John Gallagher. Double tight end. Tight end to the near side is Krauss from Radnor. Straight ahead goes the fullback. Ballard, he gains 5. We saw plenty of that from the second team All-Delco selection, Carl Ballard. He is looking to play football at Wesley as well this fall. Gain of 5 on first down. Second and 5 upcoming for the West. 5:45 and counting to play here. We understand there was a technical difficulty where we may have cut out just a few moments ago, but again, we will do our best to keep it going, and you may pick me up mid-sentence at some point, but here we are, second and 5, 5:30 and counting to play. Single setback this time behind Steve Giordano. Three receivers to the far side, and the toss play to Gallagher, trying to stretch the field to the far sideline. 40, 45, 50, and knocked out of bounds there by number 9, Marcus Richardson, defensive back from Glen Mills, and they'll give him the 49 and a first down. Gain of 8 on the play, first carry of the night for John Gallagher, and no coincidence there. Marple Newtown started their season 4-0. Unfortunately, Gallagher ran into an injury, followed shortly by a serious injury, an injury to Giordano. Dropped their next three after that. So, again, Marple Newtown just missed the playoffs this year at the 3A level. And an injury-plagued season. Here's Giordano under center, gives to Gallagher, and he goes nowhere this time. Maybe got the line of scrimmage. First contact, Mike Grundy, number 53 from O'Hara. Joined there by 65, that's James Burris from Academy Park, in on the stop. No gain on the play for Gallagher. Right over center, second and 10 upcoming. Gallagher, your tailback, in an offset eye. Ballard, the fullback. Receivers are split, Markert to the near side, Waters to the far side. Giordano under center, play fake, now rolling to his right. Has time, firing to the far sideline. He's got Waters out there, complete. Banged out of bounds by Richardson, but not before Waters on a nice little hook pattern, button hook on the far sideline. Comes back to the football and has it at the 38-yard line. Gain of 13 more. Gerald Waters, two grabs for 22 yards now and has moved the sticks twice. Steve Giordano, nice play on the out pattern, got terrific pass protection. And the West is moving again. Started this drive at their own 36, and here they are, first and 10 at the 38-yard line of the East. Slot to the near side, Waters split is Markert. I formation behind Giordano. Gallagher dots the I, takes the toss play to the right. 40, follows his block and goes next to nowhere. Ballard, the lead blocker, was blown up in the backfield that time. Richardson, along with Pat Daly, in on the contact, and Zach Collins, a nose guard from Glen Mills, in the area as well. He moves very well laterally for a guy 5'11", 250. He can move side to side very, very well. First team all Delco. No gain on the play for Gallagher. Second and 10 upcoming with 4 minutes and counting to play here in the first quarter. 7-0. The Western Delaware County All-Stars lead the East. Receivers split to either side. Waters to the far side. Marker to the near side. Tight end to the near side is Krause. Gives it to the upback. This is Ballard sporting into the secondary. 30, 25 and stumbles down at the 25-yard line. Dave Hallinan, defensive back from Interborough, makes the stop. But Carl Ballard on a quick trap throw over the right guard, following Brian Troban, Greg DeSena, senior center from Haverford in there as well. Number 56, the left tackle is Nick Palmer from Pencrest. Rob Ridgeway, the right tackle from Upper Darby in there, so nice work from the front five, along with tight end Ryan Krause there, has the sticks moving. I formation from the 25, first and 10, toss play to the left side, Gallagher tries to cut back, and he goes nowhere. Three straight carries go for no gain now for Gallagher. They've tried to stretch the field with his good speed here, but good lateral pursuit and good containment force him inside.
And when you're in an all-star game, you play what works, and this isn't working a lot. This is one of the first times they stopped it.
So a gain of 10 for Ballard, but now no gain for Gallagher. Sets them up second and 10, nose of the football just outside the east 25-yard line. 309, 308, and counting to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 the west. Double wing, in motion, Aaron Duggan. Jet sweep to the far sidelines, cuts back, and now he's looking to throw, pulls up, fires deep down the sideline, has Waters out there, incomplete. A leaping effort, 9 yards deep in the end zone, just could not haul it in. Was a half step behind Marcus Richardson. Good coverage, all things considered. That would have fooled most teams, but good speed for Richardson to make it difficult for Waters.
Who threw it?
That was Aaron Duggan, tailback from Upper Darby on the throw, little halfback option. So some trickery from Coach Joe Gallagher late in the first quarter here. Nearly had six. Third and about 10. Wing to the far side, two receivers to the far side. Roll out Giordano under heavy pressure. He's wrapped up way back at the 38-yard line. McMonagle in the backfield, ate him for lunch. Held from 36, Mike Grimm, linebacker from Interborough as well, a loss of 12. Giordano had no shot after the play fake, two blue jerseys right in his lap. Brings up fourth down and forever. Fourth and 23 for the West, and it looks like they will bring the punt team on, and that'll be LP Market from Strathaven on to punt. Market had all sorts of plans to be the starting punter for Strathaven this year until he broke his hand. Couldn't catch a long snap as he played most, nearly all of the season with a cast on his hand. So Market limited to just four or five punts all season long. But again, strong leg, and he's getting a chance to show it off here tonight. Flag on the play now. My guess is some sort of illegal procedure or illegal substitution as the West had some confusion. Officials timeout. Looks like a sideline warning to back up the East squad at the moment. So just a warning to start. Market will stand at his own 48, ready to field a snap from DeSena, senior center from Haverford. Dom Pinkston has checked into the game here on special teams as well, as lined up at left guard. Deep to receive for the East, standing just inside their 10-yard line, are Chris Hooper and Tamer Harris. High snap, but Marker fields it. Pooch punt. Looking for a coffin corner on the far sideline and coming up hard, and now it's balls loose, and he does very well. Let's see. Let's see who had it. Looked like the ball was juggled and picked up by the return man, but no. The West has come up with the football. Hard to see who came out of it. Who's in on the fumble recovery, but coming up to receive the punt on the dead run, Chris Hooper, but he took a hit just after he looked to haul it in. Coughs it up, and now here's the West, first and 10 at the 20-yard line.
Any idea who picked it up?
Could not see. There's a pile of white jerseys. This is on the far sideline. Did not see who picked up the football there. At any rate, the West recovers, and his senior quarterback, Brian Thompson, back on the field to lead the West. I formation, Wisely the fullback. Dotting the I is Aaron Duggan. Double tight ends, put to the near side is Waters. First and 10 from the 20-yard line with 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Another whistle. The officials will sort things out here. There'll be a little more leeway and warnings here. The regular season, these are probably flags. In the meantime, right, They'll just give these guys a break here, having not practiced much. Under center is Thompson. First and 10 gives to Duncan, and he wiggles his way out of the backfield. turns nothing into something there. What could have been a loss of three ends up being a gain of about two. So nice footwork from Duncan to squeak to the outside. Picks up two. Second and eight upcoming. Zach Collins from Glen Mills again on the stop. Thompson brings in the play. Nick Carrillo has checked in at left tackle. Senior left tackle from Strathaven. Tony Agatsiotis is your center at the moment. For the West. Second and eight. Receivers are split. Offside eye. Play fake to the tailback Duncan. Time for Thompson. Firing to the far side and looking for Waters again. Incomplete. Comeback route. Missed the connection there. First incompletion of the night for the West, as Waters has been the go-to guy thus far, targeted on all four passing attempts for the West. Third down and eight upcoming. John Deardorff is in the game as well at right tackle for the West squad. Thompson brings in the play with 1:14 to play, 7-0 West, and they're threatening again. Tight end to the far side, Jordan Frank from Haverford. Tight end to the near side, Ryan Krause. Single setback, Duncan. Timeout, Joe Gallagher and the West. The second timeout burned now by the West squad with 1:14 to play. And
this is Deshaun Elliott from Chester High School, class of 2008, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Commerce Bank is the main sponsor of this year's Hero Bowl, and we are all very proud of their continued support. Commerce Bank is America's most convenient bank with 7-day branch banking, free checking for the first year, free online banking and bill paying, and a no-fee Visa ATM check card. Branches are located conveniently throughout Delaware County. For your nearest branch, give them a call at 1-888-751-9000. Member FDIC.
And we're glad to bring you all the action for the 32nd Annual Hero Bowl. Sun almost down. We probably have another half hour of daylight tops, but the lights in the stadium are on. 1:14 to play here in the first quarter. 7-0, the West over the East. Western Delaware County made up basically of the Central League schools plus the Haverford School. Just one representative from the Haverford School, Andrew Hubley. The rest are Central League representatives. Here they are, 3rd and 8 from the East 18-yard line. Under center with a double tight end and a split receiver. Single setback is Duncan. Thompson, though, back to pass. Looking for Wisely. Now stops, fires, incomplete. The tight end Krause in the neighborhood down at the 6-yard line, but good coverage from Dave Hallinan from Interboro to swat it away inside the 5, or at, in, just outside the 5-yard line. So now it's decision time. 4th and 8 from the 18. You're looking at about a 37 or 38-yard field goal attempt if they choose to do so.
Yeah, the East is starting to toughen up a little bit here, which is good because this game could have gotten away real quick at a 14-0 lead.
But here is Richway, Sean Richway from Haverford, on to attempt a 35-yard attempt as Thompson takes a knee at the right hash mark. Snap is good. Hold is good. Richway high enough, but it looks to be just short and wide right. Short and wide right, so Richway cannot connect with a minute one to play here in the first quarter. So a turnover by the East does not come back to hurt them there. A fumble on the punt. Ends up looking pretty benign at the moment. So the East dodges a bullet. And on for the first time here for the East squad with 1-1 to play. In at quarterback Chris Smith. 5'11", 180-pound senior from Chichester. Terrific speed. A dual threat run and pass guy. Headed to South Carolina State this fall. Mike Strolley, wide receiver from Sun Valley, split to the near side. Smith in the gun, spread here. And now this is Tamer Harris looking for room, running room over the left side. And he crosses the 20 and is ridden out of bounds at the 23. Gain of about three on the play. Tim Dunlap from Garnet Valley along with Drew Kravitz in there as well. Dunlap, Kravitz, Shane Ekus. Eaches from Garnet Valley, three linebackers who led the Jaguars to the AAA state final, all in the game tonight, or all on the same sideline tonight. Two of those three in the game on defense at the moment, so some familiarity there. Double wing, shotgun formation, 22-21 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Second and about seven. Juggled snap ball loose. It's picked up and recovered by the West. Second fumble recovery of the evening. And the ball fell right into the lap of Andrew Hubley from the Haverford School. Smith juggled the snap, popped straight into the air, and good penetration from Hubley. He has the football and the West in business. First and 10 from the 15-yard line. Second turnover of the night for the West. For the East, I'm sorry. So they dodged a bullet just a moment ago after a missed field goal. They are looking, they're playing with fire now for a second time. Steve Giordano is in at quarterback. I formation behind him. Dotting the I is Gallagher. Receivers are split. Tight end on the near side is Frank. The give is to Gallagher. Running room just a little bit across the 15, and he drives the pile forward to the 12. Gain of 3 for Gallagher on what will be the last play of the first quarter. 3-2-1. The West leads it 7-0 at the end of one, but they are knocking on the door again. It'll be second down and about 6. Second and about 7 here when we start the second and switch sides.
This is Drew Kravitz.
And this is Shane Eaches from Garnet Valley High School, class of 08. And you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Want to really move Dad this Father's Day? Then give him a Hallmark card with sound, filled with his favorite songs by the original artists. You can use music, movies, even one-liners from TV shows to sing Dad's praises. So move Dad in more ways than one this Father's Day. Give him a Hallmark card with sound. Head to Beckerbell's Hallmark at the 352 Plaza in Brookhaven between Kmart and Pathmark. Do it today and see and hear all the latest in sound cards. Available while supplies last.
Steve Giordano, senior quarterback from Marple Newtown, brings the play in from the sideline. Nose of the football just outside the 12-yard line. He is under center with a double tight end, double wing, single. The fullback is Carl Ballard. Second and 7 in motion is Gallagher. They play fake to him, play fake, and now here's a little inside trap to Duncan. He's pushing the pile down near the 6-yard line. Looks to be just shy of a first down, so they play fake to Gallagher, play fake to Ballard, and the third man through out of the wing tee there was Duncan. So he picks up 6 more, adding to his game total, his game high of 29 yards on just 4 carries. He has the West touchdown as well. Third and 1. West needing the 5-yard line here early in the second quarter, looking to pad a 7-0 lead. Waters split to the near side. Tight end to the near side is Jordan Frank. Tight end to the far side is Krause. I formation, dotting the I is Gallagher. A little counter fake, and now it's give inside to Ballard, the up man, and I don't know. I think he's short.
I don't think
did not get anywhere near, thanks to Pat Daly, linebacker from O'Hara, along with number 65. Tough to move James Burris at 6'3", 340 pounds from Academy Park. Nose guard there. Says no to Carl Ballard. So now 4th and 1. They'll try it again. Big chance here now for the East to make a statement. Brandon Zamonski in at middle linebacker, just over the nose guard. Double tight end again, but to the far side this time is Water.
Ooh.
And somebody jumped. Somebody jumped on the East. Looks like encroachment here. Drove the center backwards.
Strathaven's favorite play.
Hard count from Steve Giordano. May have picked up a first down here. We'll wait for the call from the official, but it is dead ball encroachment here, and this is a costly penalty. Now the West will have 4 shots from the 4-yard line. First and goal. Good effort from Giordano with a hard count to set up the West here. 4 yards from pay dirt.
Yeah, that was a good call, and particularly with kids being out of practice for so long.
Ridgeway, the right tackle. Palmer, the left tackle. I formation. This is Gallagher trying to turn the corner to the near sideline, and no. No gain on the play. Nice stop there from Jaleel Mitchell-Burton, 5'9 defensive back from Academy Park. Gallagher with good speed, but could not get the corner that time as he tried to bounce it outside. No gain. Second and goal now from the 4 on the 6th carry of the night for Gallagher.
Also in the game now, Corey Wood, in at linebacker for the East. He's from Chichester High School. Receivers are split, marker to the far side. Now they go empty backfield here on second and goal. Wing in motion is Gallagher. They give it to him, a little jet sweep, and he is going to go nowhere. He'll lose a few on that play.
They're playing it tough.
Kevin McNamara blew up the play. He's number 15 and allowed number 51, Jeremy Bartz, to come in and clean up. Bartz is going to see some action at fullback tonight, but he's playing some good defensive line. He's a senior from Glen Mills. Knox Gallagher backwards for a loss of two, and now we're looking at third and goal from the six. So give the East credit here. They're down 7-0 and on the verge of making a third consecutive stop in the red zone. Giordano under center. Double tight end, split to the near side, Waters. I formation, play fake. Rolling to the near side with time, Giordano looking, finding the end zone, and it is incomplete, looking for Krause. Just behind him, tried to go back and make a sliding effort, could not haul it in about 8 yards deep.
You know, timing is so critical on pass plays, and you can see there the issue. The receivers were really wide open, but the quarterback never saw it until it was really too late.
Tough play there for Krause to come back to the football, and now here's Sean Ridgeway on for his second field goal attempt. Missed from 35 a few moments ago after the first turnover of the night from the East, and now here he's on for looking to capitalize after the East's second turnover. This will be a 23-yard attempt to Cena to snap. Thompson will hold. Snap is good. The hold is down. The kick is away, and it is good. 23-yard field goal here caps a very short drive that started at the 20-yard line. 10-0 with 8:42 to play here in the first half. The West over the East.
This is Sam Armando, head football coach at Penwood High School, and you're listening to the high school football on www.havenfootball.net.
Forget them when you're there. Let's go out back tonight.
Flick out the dime. Go out back tonight. But the steak is thick and juicy. The shrimp is grilled and sweet. The chicken, tender. Your only worry is which to choose.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
We're thrilled to be bringing you this action again for the second straight year here from HavenFootball.net. Terrific community event, the Hero Bowl, benefiting the Hero Scholarship Fund, which benefits the families of fallen firefighters, police officers, and EMS workers.
And I would say that 99.9% of the help here is all volunteer. I mean, I don't know who the one.
I don't know who the point. I'm trying to think of who the point one is.
I don't know, but I think there's a custodian or something. Yeah. Here probably.
But this is just a fantastic community outreach for the 32nd straight year. They've raised over $450,000 since 1978. And here's Sean Ridgeway teeing it up. High end over end kick. This will be Tamer Harris picking it up at the 6-yard line, looking for a wedge here at the 15, and he will not get the 20. Andrew Hodges in on the stop, linebacker from Ridley, first team All-State, Delaware County Player of the Year, just an offensive and defensive stalwart all season long for the Green Raiders, a big part of that Green mystique over the past two seasons. District 1 champions this year were the Ridley Green Raiders, advanced to state semifinals before falling to Parkland from District 11, but at 13-1, hard to complain too much down on Morton Avenue in Folsom. 8:35 to play here in the first half. The East with their fourth possession of the night. Under center is Chris Smith. I formation behind him. The give is to Chris Cooper. Shakes through one tackler and stretches out to the 21-yard line. Hanging on for dear life, Jim Nolan, another linebacker from Ridley. Hodges in there to help as well. Along with number 14 is Sean Saylor from Springfield. Gain of about 3 on the play for Chris Cooper. Second and a long 7 upcoming. 8:10 and counting to play here in the first half. Chris Smith, your senior quarterback from Chichester, in the game. John Tull, a volunteer firefighter himself, a senior from Archbishop Carroll, is your center. Christian Johnson, the tight end of the near side. With a delayed handoff again to the tailback, Cooper, and he takes it to the 25, well, they'll give him the 24. Gain of only 2 more here Brings up third down and five. Tamer Harris and Kevin Eckel check back into the game for the East. Dominic Pinkston, number 52, inside linebacker from Upper Darby, who is headed to the University of Akron to play football. On scholarship there in Division I school out in Ohio. Evan Kaufman, defensive back from Radnor in the game right now, along with Matt Tassoni. They are your safeties. Eric Frazier and Sean Saylor manning the corners on third down and five. I formation, in motion goes Harris, and now here's a flat timeout. Timeout for the East, their second of the first half. So we will keep it right here.
Coach Gallagher, and it was interesting, he had spoken about the fact that he talks to the kids and says, you know, this is for charity, and you know, you guys are all moving on to other teams, or you're going to maybe not be playing football next year, so, you know, keep in mind what this game's all about. However, when we step onto the field, it's game time, and we're playing to win. And he was pretty emphatic about that. And I think you're seeing that tonight. I mean, these kids, they're not letting anything... You know, it's funny, because I think one of the ways those of us who are older athletes realize we're getting older is the eyes are the same. You know, we look and we say, hey, we got to move. And we tell, okay, feet, move, and nothing moves. Or it moves, but it moves a lot slower. So, you know, the point is that when you get out there, the adrenaline starts pumping and everything else, and it may just be a game that doesn't really count, and it's just for charity, but you don't want to lose.
So third and five upcoming here for the East. Split to the near side this time. Number 41, Romier Kersky, big tight end at 6'3", 260 from Chester. Split out wide. Strolley split to the far side. Double wing. Shotgun formation. They flip to the near side. It's incomplete. Swatted away. Andrew Hodges practically swatted it right out of the hand of Smith. Tried a quick little screen to the near side, and that's why Kersky's out here to be a lead blocker.
Who swatted that down?
Swatting it down was Andrew Hodges, outside, playing outside linebacker today. He was really in the middle linebacker for Ridley most of the season, but playing on the outside edge where he can pass rush a little bit. Pass falls incomplete. Bringing up fourth and five, and for the third time, Damon Schwarzengraber on to punt. Staying in zone 11. We'll kick it away to Frazier and Gallagher, who stand inside their own 40. Counting up a certain number of players here, and it looks like East has maybe one too many. Referee's allowing some leeway here, and no flag. Or was it? Now they'll call timeout. So Coach Joe Gallagher from Haverford will talk to his special teams unit for a moment. Mike Grimm from Interboro in the game at the for the East. Saul Tirado, a defensive lineman from Glen Mills, just 5'6", 180, but defensive lineman using his quickness. Brandon Zamonski from Sun Valley missed a good part of the early season this year. Had an injury that allowed, actually forced him to miss the Strathaven game in week one, which is not anything any senior wants to do, be missing the first part of their final high school season. But he bounced back, you know, tough year for Sun Valley. Playoff qualifier in 06, fell to 3-9 this year, but Zamonski, honorable mention all Delco nonetheless. High end over end punt from Schwarzenegger. This is Frazier at the 50, hit immediately. Hit immediately, no gain on the return. McMonagle has been all over the field, tackling everybody. Billy McMonagle, first team all Delco, first team all Catholic, headed to Cookstown in the fall. He will be playing football, I'm quite sure, if tonight is any indication. He's been everywhere, so he stops Frazier for actually a loss of a yard on the punt return. But still, terrific field position here for the West. Shotgun formation for Thompson on first and 10 from his own 48. Back to pass and looking. Has time. Firing deep down the seam. Has a man, Frank, out there. And it's incomplete. Reaching up to get it was Frank. And closing quickly was number 12, Dave Hallinan from Interboro. Timed it very well to break it up. Nice pass from Thompson. Good pattern from Frank. Just a good job, good closing from the safety that time, Hallinan, to knock the ball loose. Second and 10 upcoming. Thompson and Giordano each connected on their first passes of the night and have not connected since. Giordano 1 of 2, Thompson 1 of 4 right now, with 6:43 to play before halftime. 10-0, the West over the East. West moving left to right in the white jerseys with the red numerals. looks like an injured player for the West at the moment. Maybe Thompson. Is that 12 over there? Hard to see.
Yeah, well, it's, it ends in 2.
It is. Yeah, that's Thompson, number 12, being tended to by the West coaching staff. So Steve Giordano, the only remaining quarterback on the roster. Now, that being said, Sean Saylor from Springfield was an option sort of wing T quarterback at Springfield. I guess in an emergency,
right?
He's your next option, but has not practiced there all week. We know how difficult this is anyway with limited practice to ask him to step in, but we wish the best for Thompson. Maybe he'll be back in there quickly, but certainly it's in the capable hands of Steve Giordano at the moment. Second and 10 upcoming. LP Market from Strathaven's put to the far side. Slot to the left is Waters. Wing left is Wisely. Duncan, your single setback. Ball's loose on the fumbled snap here. Option pitch, and great job Wrigley covering. This is Duncan across midfield. 45 out to the 43. A broken play. Giordano fumbled the snap. But they made a sort of overhand lateral to Duncan about 9 yards deep in the backfield, and Duncan turned on the jets for a gain of 9.
And it's something on the stats you'll never see. You know, you'll never see that the stat of that actually work out because there's no way to statistically show it, but that was a great play.
Near disaster averted by Giordano brings up 3rd and inches from the east 42-yard line. Giordano brings in the play with just under 6 minutes to play before halftime. 10-0, the West or the East. Waters splits to the near side, tight end to the far side, Ryan Krause, Frank tight end to the near side. In motion goes Waters right to left. Tailback is Duncan, and he gets nowhere. He needed about 3 inches for a first down, and I think he may have lost about that. In on the stop, one of the Chester Clippers. That's number 54, Isaac Prince. Honorable mention, all Delco, headed to Cheney in the fall. Loss of a yard on the play for Duncan. 6 carries for 37 yards unofficially, including a 7-yard touchdown run. But 4th and 1 brings LP Margaret and the punt team back on the field. Harris, Tamer Harris, and Chris Cooper standing at their own 10 to receive. Pooch punt from Margaret on his first attempt was fumbled. And here they are in about the same spot on the field, 4th and 1. High snap, but Markert fields it. High spiraling kick's going to take a bounce at the 15, and everybody's going to let it roll inside the 10, inside the 9, to the 8. Eric Frazier down there for Strathaven to down it. So a good job from Markert to kill the football inside the 10, 1st and 10 at their own 8-yard line. Field position for the East has been a problem. Their best starting position of the night was at the 32, and it's been downhill since.
And they're lucky it isn't any worse than it is. The West has had some scoring opportunities, and the East has been able to hold them. But you're right, field position has been just terrible.
33-yard punt, no return, so a good job from Markert and the punt team. Christian Matthews in at outside linebacker at the moment, along with Shane Ekus. Sean Saylor moves to safety. The corners are Carl McKenzie and Eric Frazier, so a Strathaven heavy backfield. Would have even been more Strathaven heavy had Willie Curry been healthy.
Right.
And Duffy in at nose tackle, and here's Kevin Echol, the tailback, with the football on first down, pushing his way out to the 10, and that's about it. Gain of 2 for Echol on first down. 2nd and 8 upcoming. A little bit of breathing room for the East. Eric Green checks in at quarterback. Also in there, Vince Christie is one of your halfbacks. Pelleggi at offensive tackle, along with Joseph Ward at offensive guard, 5'10", 265-pounder from Chester. He's in at right guard at the moment. Officials blow the whistle, a quick official timeout, but seems they'll restart things here in a moment. In fact, they do as we tick down near the 4-minute mark of the second quarter. Tight end of the near side is Romeo Koski, 6'3", 260-pounder from Chester. I formation, wing to the near side. It's a toss play to Echol, trying to turn the corner. Has the 10, has the 11, and that's about it. Heavy hit from Carl McKenzie, holding that corner well. We saw some heavy hits from him from his free safety position at Strathaven through most of the fall. He's in more of a cornerback role at the moment tonight. Gain of about 3 more for Echol. Third down and five as the East needs the 18-yard line in a big way.
Obviously, the West is really pulled together on a defensive basis. I mean, they have kept the East, you know, back buried. But
without a first down. Looking for their first down conversion of the evening. In the shotgun here is Eric Green. Double wing. Single setback. He has time. He's looking. He's going to tuck and run, and he is going to go nowhere. Dan Duffy and Jeff Mateus wrap him up just past the line of scrimmage. Gain of about a yard and a half there. Duffy, a big part of that defensive line for Garnet Valley, and Jeff Mateus, we talked about his performance this season, constantly disrupting things, fighting off double and triple teams most of the year, still managed a second-team All-State selection. So on to punt yet again here is Schwarzengraber. For the fourth time tonight, again, the East has yet to convert a first down. 2:35 and counting to play before halftime. John Tull checks into the game. Frazier and Gallagher standing just on their side of midfield to receive. Schwarzengraber, wobbling kick, and is going to tail away over the far to the far sideline and roll out of bounds at the 44-yard line. So terrific field position again after just a 24-yard punt there. Lost track of the numbers for the moment with 2:16 to play before halftime. 10-0, the West over the East. Schwarzengraber's fourth effort of the evening avoids the return, but again, the West has had fantastic field position all evening long. Nose of the football at the East 45-yard line, first and 10. Steve Giordano under center, wing T formation. Gerald Waters split to the near side. Giordano in the wing T, in motion goes Duncan, but the give is the fullback. This is Ballard, running room over the left side, 45-40, plows over a man and takes it out to the 36-yard line. Carl Ballard lowers the shoulder, running through tacklers and takes it to the 37. Gain of 7 on the play. Jerry Moyer from Innerboro in on the stop. 3 carries for 22 yards for Carl Ballard unofficially. After a big regular season, a lot of people said that, boy, this guy came out of nowhere for Strathaven this year. Wing T again, Ballard, the fullback. In motion, Gallagher, he takes a handoff running left, looking for a lead block, gets it, and he'll be very close. Now, second effort has him very near a first down. Let's see. Depends on the spot, as he needed the 35. Gallagher looked to be well short of it, but a second effort may bring up even a measurement here. Now, they'll say third down. It'll be just about a half yard, well, not even a half yard short. Third and about 2 inches, if my eyes are telling me the story, as the West on the far hash mark, moving left to right with just over a minute to play before halftime. Third and inches from the 35. Shotgun formation for Giordano. 3 receivers. Ballard, the fullback, firing deep down the sideline, looking for his man. Incomplete down near the goal line. Fly pattern to Markert. Had a little bit of separation there, but they could not connect on third and inches. So now, at the very least, it stops the clock, and you have fourth and the nose of the football here. So not a bad call, actually, to take your shot at the end zone, knowing that you need probably a quarterback sneak here will do it.
Well, and they may try to draw him off again. That's what I would look to do, I think, at least initially.
Stop the clock at the very least. It's happened once before, and it led to a West field goal. Sean Richway, 23-yard field goal earlier in the second quarter. Duncan in motion on fourth and inches, and going nowhere is Ballard. Ballard took it and was met immediately in the backfield. It's Billy McMonigal again. Loss of 7 on the play. Ballard had no chance.
Who was that, 90 again?
44,
sorry.
It was Billy McMonigal, and he hit Ballard. He could have probably taken the handoff had he been ready.
Yeah, any closer.
He was right in Ballard's lap as he took the handoff. So fourth and inches turns into a loss of 7, giving the East their best field position of the night. The downside is they have only 47 seconds left here before halftime. Football at their own 42-yard line. Eric Green, the quarterback. Senior from Penwood, 1,215 yards passing, along with 11 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. His 106 rating was 5th in Delaware County this year. He's headed to Hudson Valley State University in New York this fall.
Here a little trickery, a little reverse action. Now looking to throw it is Chris Smith. Fired deep down the sideline. Has a man out there, and it's grabbed by Christian Johnson. The defense looking for a push-off, perhaps, but Christian Johnson using that big 6'3", 245-pound frame. Trickery in the backfield. Chris Smith is your backup quarterback. He was split wide. They lateral to him, rolling to his left. Fires a missile down inside the 15. Johnson hauls it in. First and 10 from the 12. And now here the clock will stop as the West burns their final timeout of the first half, trying to get a hold of this situation here. So the East looking to make a game of this. First and 10 at the 12-yard line. Johnson was in a battle with two defensive backs for that football there. The defensive backs arguing that he had pushed off, but the officials did not see it that way. But at any rate, a terrific effort from Johnson to lay out and haul it in.
This is Tom McGarrigle, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net. Want to really move Dad this Father's Day? Then give him a Hallmark card with sound, filled with his favorite songs by the original artists. You can use music, movies, even one-liners from TV shows to sing Dad's praises. So move Dad in more ways than one this Father's Day. Give him a Hallmark card with sound. Head to Beckabell's Hallmark at the 352 Plaza in Brookhaven between Kmart and Pathmark. Do it today and see and hear all the latest in sound cards. Available while supplies last.
Senior co-captain for Archbishop... For Monsignor Bonner this year. Bonner struggled through an 0-11 campaign. We sat down with Christian Johnson last night, just a terrific young man, talking about the struggles of the team, but feels like they are headed in the right direction, just glad to be a part of the tradition, or what he thinks will be a good tradition in years ahead, and headed to Delaware State University this fall down in Dover, and looks to be a big part of that football program as well.
Number 21 in blue is Christian Johnson, a 6'3", 245-pound tight end from Monsignor Bonner. Welcome, Christian.
How you doing?
Good, good. Tell us a little bit about Monsignor Bonner. It's been a tough couple of seasons record-wise, but what have you learned the last couple of years on the field?
I was a junior. I transferred from Roman Catholic as a junior to Bonner. In 2 years, I had two different coaches, two different types of coaches. They were both great guys, Jim Berner and Coach Tom Morpiza. And we had a rough season, but I was taught a lot, and we just had a great. We didn't have a great season on the field by the records and stuff, but we were taught a lot, had a lot of fun, and right now Bonner's in the building. They're building up, so I'm hopefully going back to see Bonner next year, and it'll be a whole lot better. I can say I was a part of that starting it off.
That's great. And again, there's you may not have a whole lot of free time in the fall. Tell us what you're doing come September.
Well, I'll be in school. I got a full scholarship at Delaware State, so I'll be in school, working out, starting my new college career.
Very good, very good. And so you just learned literally minutes before we sat down that you are one of the captains for tonight's game. Tell us what that means to you here for a senior all-star game here representing the entire county.
It's a great honor, especially coming from a team that wasn't so good, and then being recognized, actually be put on the star team, I'm honored. And also to be a captain, couldn't ask for any more than this.
And again, we're just grateful to have Christian on the field and here with us tonight. Good luck in the game tonight.
Thank you.
35 seconds to play before halftime. Green under center, first and 10 for the East from the West 12-yard line. Tamer Harrison motion, I formation, play fake. Green looking, firing to the end zone. It is complete for the touchdown to the big tight end. Romeo Koski hauls it in the near corner. Wide open, great play fake. Throws the linebackers and Koski released from the left side of the formation. Hauls it in at the front corner of the end, in the front corner of the end zone. Green to Koski. So just like that, they had the football at their own 42-yard line with 47 seconds left, and now just 18 seconds later, it is in the west end zone. Extra point pending, 10-6. On to attempt, it is Tom Dubois, a kicker from Cardinal O'Hara. Green to hold. Snap is down. The kick is away, and it is good. Eric Frazier in the backfield nearly blocked that one. But Dubois pounds it through, and with 29 seconds to play, 10-7.
quite the turnaround here.
What's
as the
problem?
West was DeBraw is number 55, a late addition to the roster. He pounds it through, and just as the West looking to, fourth and inches, deep in East territory here, looked like the West was going to add to their lead shortly before halftime. In the meantime, some trickery on second down, Chris Smith launching one. Down to Christian Johnson inside the 15 to the 12-yard line, and just two completions later.
Well, this is why you play tough. If the East had folded, and this was a 14 or 21 nothing game, this wouldn't have made that much difference. But hanging on to a touchdown and a field goal, we're 10-6, and now this is really anybody's game. Particularly as it starts to cool down now with the sun drop.
Justin Livingston, first-team All-Delco kicker, on for the first time tonight. He has it teed at the 40-yard line. Led Delaware County in kick scoring this year. Had four field goals, 34 extra points. But Smith to Kersky, a 40-yard completion, caps a 58-yard drive in just 18 seconds. Low squib kick. It's going to be fielded by Hodges and downed by Hodges at the 17-yard line, taking no chances of a turnover here with just 24 seconds to play before halftime. The West with the football deep in their own territory. I don't know. It's an all-star game. The safe play here would be to take a knee. Do they do that in an all-star game?
I think they just let them play.
Let them play here with 24 seconds left. It has.
What are you going to do, bench him?
For 23 minutes and 31 seconds, this was all West. In fact, the only first down of the evening was on the 40-yard completion in that last drive for the East. But now, here we have a 10-7 ball game. I formation behind Giordano, double tight end. Giordano will take a knee just before halftime, and Coach Joe Gallagher from Haverford, coaching the Western Delaware County All-Stars, will say, all right, let's take it in and regroup here. As lightning strikes just before halftime, as we tip down towards zeros on the clock, the East making a game of it. Eric Green to Romir Kersky. A 12-yard completion that immediately followed a 40-yard toss from Chris Smith.
And East gets the ball back, right?
No, West will receive the kickoff to open the second half. But in the meantime, it's going to be interesting here. Now 10-7. This, as Mike said earlier, this could very well be a 17-0 game or a 21-0 game. But good for the East, holding on with just one first down achieved in the entire first half, down by only three, thanks to a couple of big completions very late.
This is Deshaun Elliott from Chester High School, class of 2008, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Commerce Bank is the main sponsor of this year's Hero Bowl, and we're all very proud of their continued support. Commerce Bank is America's most convenient bank with 7-day branch banking, free checking for the first year, free online banking and bill paying, and a no-fee Visa ATM check card. Branches are located conveniently throughout Delaware County. For your nearest branch, give them a call at 1-888-751-9000. Member FDIC. Outback Steakhouse is a major sponsor of this year's Hero Bowl. If you have teenagers, you know what it costs to feed them. Well, Outback fed all the teenage players, the coaches, as well as their families a diet of steak, chicken, and shrimp, not to mention salad and all the fixings. I wonder what it would cost to pick that tab up. But Outback did it as their contribution to this year's Hero Bowl. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. No rules, just right.
Go Outback.
Time we have Jim Alsman from MarpleNewtownFootball.com, who's here enjoying the game. He and some others here from Marple Newtown, but we've seen people from Garnet Valley, from Ridley, former Strathaven graduates, lots of people here from Delaware County enjoying the action. But Jim, welcome back. We've talked before during the regular season, and what do you think of the Hero Bowl so far tonight?
It's a beautiful evening, and so far the game has been tremendous. You guys were talking about, or Mike was specifically pointing out before about how, you know, this is such a great event for charity, for those who go out and fight for us to be safe, normal civilians. It's a beautiful event, but when these kids hit the field, it's downright ugly. They get in each other's faces. This is not, I repeat, it is not like the Pro Bowl in the NFL. They're sacking guys, they're hitting guys, they're going after passes. Running backs are just blasting up into that line, and this is not for some kind of show.
And again, just been a terrific effort from really teams from both sides here. So again, if you're unfamiliar with this, we talked about it just prior to kickoff. 10 schools represented on either side. The East represented by really mostly the Del Valle League this year, and a couple of Catholic League teams: Chester, Academy Park, Interborough, Chichester, Sun Valley, and Penwood from the Del Valle League. Also joining the East this year: Glenn Mills, Cardinal O'Hara, Archbishop Carroll, and Monsignor Bonner. For the West, it's really the Central League plus the Haverford School. So one player, Andrew Huber from the Haverford School, and the rest from Marple Newtown, Radnor, Strathaven, Springfield, Garnet Valley, Upper Darby, Ridley, Pencrest, and Haverford. And Jim's expertise really has been with the Tigers of Marple Newtown over the last few years. Tell us what you're doing over at MarpleNewtownFootball.com.
Well, you know, going into this next coming season, we're going to do our very best to imitate, and that is the most sincerest form of flattery, you should know that. But we're going to do our very best to imitate what you guys are doing over at Strathaven. Trying to implement our own broadcast. Right now we're dealing with what type of distribution that we want to put it through, whether it's going to be a live stream or coming to you in the form of a podcast. But either way, we will be putting on some type of broadcast that our listeners and those who are fans of high school football, the Central League, or football in southeastern Pennsylvania can log on to our website, and they can hear the broadcast, home broadcast, when we're at home. And we're very excited about that. We have two very skilled and professional broadcasters that we've brought into the our communication area of the program, and we're very excited to have Bob Herpin and Greg Pecco, two gentlemen familiar with the southeastern Pennsylvania football. They grew up in the area, so we're real excited to have them on board.
So again, it's check out MarpleNewtownFootball.com. They do a terrific job with the some audio and really video highlights in the last couple of years as well, week to week. Some good history there as well, school records and so forth are listed. Some and really a fantastic effort, a joint collaboration, really. A newsletter that's published. How often? I just was looking at it last week.
Yes, that newsletter is during published during the off season strictly, and that comes out once a month, starting in January. And this year, that newsletter was edited and laid out by Matt Junta, coach, son of head football coach Ray Junta. I have done it in the past as far as doing the layout, but Coach Junta really provides the content, and his son Matt lays it out and edits it and puts it together. And he also is he's our Mike Mayer, if you will, when it comes to the website. He does everything with the website. He's a real, real asset to our program.
Sounds good. And again, just this is really, as Mike mentioned earlier in the podcast, this is a nice football fix for those of us who can't seem to last from November or December to all the way to Labor Day when things kick off again. But again, a lot of people looking forward to 2008. I'm sure it's no different over at Marple Newtown. Any knowing that you're losing a few very good seniors, some of whom are playing tonight. We've mentioned Steve Giordano and John Gallagher. Jay Trio is also represented tonight.
Right.
But several other good seniors who are not able to participate tonight, namely because there's a baseball game going on across the parking lot. So John Rutecki is playing baseball. He very likely could have been participating tonight. Of course, Pete Massaro, headed to Penn State, may already be at Penn State. Is not yet. But
actually, I saw Pete when I was driving in tonight. We had a few words, and Pete is playing in the Big 33 game.
Okay.
He's kind of saving all his energy, if you will, for that game.
Right. Right. So again,
rightfully so.
Right. So there are some talented Tigers leaving the cage of Marple Newtown, if you will, this year. What's it look like for 2008?
Well, you know, what we're striving for in 2008 is a fifth consecutive year of a winning football season. That would mark a record in the history of the program. So that is the goal that Coach Junta has charged his next crop of players, for the players coming in to, handle the 2008 campaign. He wants them to keep that in mind. That's a big focus. We have some teams that are being added to the Central League. The schedules are kind of flipping around, and I think we see you guys the third week. But we really open up. It's a toughie, because starting right off the bat, you got Conestoga. We travel to Conestoga, and then we have Strathaven and, I believe, Upper Darby. So it's going to kick right off.
And it will not get any easier with the addition of Garnet Valley and Harrington to the Central League this year. Garnet Valley coming off a state finals appearance this past year. Lost a handful of good seniors, but they have tons and tons of talent in their junior class coming back, namely their entire backfield and most of their defensive line. So, boy, this Garnet Valley could make some noise. Now, they are, from a playoff perspective, they are bumping to 4A. But in terms of Central League, where Ridley has been dominant the past few years, Conestoga in this decade has won a couple of titles. Yep. Strathaven for many years before that. There's a new kid on the block here, and Marple Newtown making noise in the last 5 years with those winning records. They, Strathaven, Pencrest, and others are going to have their hands full with one more target.
Absolutely. I mean, there's more of those top-tier teams that you're going to try to knock off. And as you get more of those top-tier teams into your league, it just becomes tougher. And as you know, watching Strathaven over the last couple of years, your team either blossoms throughout the season or they can hit a couple of nasty roadblocks and really get hung up. So next week we do start a mini camp at Marple Newtown, and I'll know more about the team and what we're looking at for 2008 then.
Sounds good, and again, we'll check up on that news with Jim and everybody over at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. Check it out in your spare time. And Jim, great to hear you again, and great to have you on here, especially in lieu of the technical difficulties. Nice to have a different perspective on here at halftime.
Thank you again, and as I always say, thank you so much for what you guys do for our program.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jim.
This is Carl Ballard from Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football at www.havenfootball.net. Westside.
Okay, we're here with head coach Sam Ormando. He's from Penwood. He's heading up the East roster at this year's Hero Bowl. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, we're here at the actual Outback Steak Night dinner the evening before. It sure is going to be better weather this time than it was last year.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a nice night.
That was brutal. So tell me about being selected as a Hero Bowl coach.
Well, it's an honor, definitely. I was asked to do it back in November, and I jumped at the opportunity. And I'm excited, and I'm happy to be picked.
It must be kind of nice to be coaching a bunch of kids that all can play the game well.
It's a nice change of pace from what we're used to. But, it's neat to meet the kids face-to-face that you compete against all year and get to see what they're really all about and get to see their personalities and things like that.
How hard is it to bring all these kids together from they haven't played ball now for several months, and it's hot, and,
Yeah, it's tough, and it's a lot of things going on right now. They have graduation, they have their proms, and they're getting ready for their summer vacations and things like that. And a lot of kids play two sports, some play three, so scheduling is a little bit difficult. But the kids did a nice job getting out to practice.
That's great. And what do you expect this year? The East has had their trouble trying to win these games.
Yeah, well, I think it's a little bit more balanced this year with us getting some of the Catholic League teams over.
True.
But I'm looking forward to it, and we got some good athletes on our side. I think it's going to be a good game.
Well, listen, it's always a good game, even when it's not always a good game.
Right.
But listen, we appreciate you coming by, and best of luck tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And we're here with one of the lead sponsors of tonight's game, which is Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. And managing partner Dave Trout is with us, and he just got through feeding how many people?
Roughly about 250 people tonight, Mike.
And how many of those were teenagers? Which counts for two.
Probably about over 50% of them were the players that are in the game. There's 94 football players, and they bring their parents with them as well. Their parents are invited to the dinner as well.
And this is the key part of your contribution to the Hero Bowl?
It is. We do a holiday luncheon as well around the holidays for the Hero Bowl as well to raise several thousand dollars for the scholarship fund. But the big event we do every year in May here at Widener is the Hero Bowl scholarship Outback Day.
So tell me a little bit about how many pounds of beef and chicken and...
Well, we bought today with us our Outback special, 9-ounce center-cut sirloin. We bought 180 of those steaks. We cooked 180 steaks. We cooked 150 racks of ribs. We cooked 60 pounds of chicken today, 40 pounds of green beans, 40 pounds of garlic mashed potatoes. So it was certainly quite a feast. We had a salad as well, a blue cheese chopped salad that we made, a 2.5-time portion, which is the equivalent of about 10 pounds of salad as well.
Wow. And you start setting this up a couple hours ago, or 3 hours ago.
Yeah, we did. We arrived here. We arrive every year about 3 o'clock, 2:30, somewhere in that vicinity, and we start to get everything set up outside. We've gotten lovely weather again this year, so it's great to get outdoors. We cook right outside of the gymnasium and shuttle all the food right into our chicken dishes.
Yeah, so it's not like it's cooked someplace else and then brought in a hot plate or something. You guys actually cook it right here.
Yeah, we have a special events truck that handles our entire Mid-Atlantic area, 32 of our restaurants. So we book this event every year. Literally right after Memorial Day every year, we do this, we do the Outback Day, literally a day before the Hero Bowl game.
That's great. You've been doing this for how many years?
Ninth year we've been actually cooking outside here, at Widener for the event.
I don't know that I can ask you this, but what's it cost for 250 people to eat Outback food for at an event like this?
Well, it's certainly, it would be a big check to drop on someone's table. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
it's a couple $1,000s to pull it off, but, again, we donate. I know all the proceeds of the game and the proceeds leading up to this are all donated to the Hero Bowl Scholarship Fund. We donate not only the food today, but I had 15 volunteers here that are here on their own time to volunteer and help out as well for a great cause.
It's a big community effort then, even from you guys.
Absolutely.
That's terrific.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, listen, we appreciate you coming by, and we're looking forward to the game tomorrow night. And we appreciate everything you do, and I'm just sitting here smelling everything, so I'll have to go eat eventually.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. I've been talking about Commerce Bank, but they just now changed the name. And let me adjust the headset a little bit here. There we go.
That big brain.
That's okay, big brain. Anyway, it's actually now TD Commerce. You probably just got a mailer recently. And we've got Steve McWilliams, who's the regional vice president of TD Commerce. So, we're just finishing up the relay race, and the kid in red won, I think. But in any event, so Steve, so this is our second year getting together for this game.
Yes.
Commerce has been doing, TD Commerce has been doing this for a number of years, and they're, along with Outback, are the two primary sponsors of the event. So it's a great night. Boy, I wish we could can this weather, huh?
Yeah. This is our ninth year sponsoring this event. It's just a wonderful, wonderful event. It's great for the players. It's great for the bank, supporting such a great cause for folks who have really put it on the line.
Literally.
Yes.
Literally. Yeah, it's great to be able to do this. I mean, obviously, we hope that there's as little scholarship money ever used, because that represents somebody passed away.
Yes.
Or worse, in an emergency situation. But the bottom line is, these are people that give us, they're all, 24/7. You know, you make a phone call and somebody's there for you.
Yeah.
And that kind of dedication, you aren't enough dollars for. And, they do obviously make a living doing that. But when it gets a chance for people at havenfootball.net, Commerce, TD Commerce Bank, or Outback, or...
One more time.
Absolutely. And let's not, we didn't even mention Widener, who gives the facilities, and it's a great facility. I mean, you don't see a whole lot of football fields that look like a park once you go beyond the tree line. I mean, it's just got a creek flowing through one side, and it's just delightful out here tonight.
Absolutely. And the turf itself, I was down on the field, very well maintained. It's the artificial surface. Feels good. I'm sure the kids are real excited about it. Although back when I played, it was all cinders and
painted dirt.
Painted dirt, exactly.
Right. I understand that with a taped up football. No, I remember those days as well. So tell me real quick, because the players are coming on the field for their warm-ups. What's going on with the new merge with TD and Commerce? I guess it is TD.
Well, Commerce. TD Commerce is actually on a path now to grow across the U.S. as TD, which stands for Tron Dominion Bank, has acquired Commerce through TD Bank North. Will be TD Commerce, and
you're going from red to green.
We're going from red to green. Yes, yes. It's
does anybody have any idea what it costs to change every bank? It's got to be serious bucks.
I would like to be the sign manufacturer.
I
don't know the number, but I'd like to be the sign manufacturer. But we feel real good about the merger. We're introducing new products and services. TD has a couple subsidiaries, TD Ameritrade, TD Waterhouse. Having that financial strength, we're about $400 billion bank at this point. Having that strength and power, breadth of product, we're still keeping the same zest for the banking that we love. And customer service is key to what we do, and we'll continue to use that and emphasize our ability to service our customers. They are the key to our success.
Well, we got to love the seven-day-a-week bank. I mean, I can remember, because I'm old enough, you know, the bank opened at 9:30 or 10 and closed at 3, except on Friday was open at 6 because they were doing you a favor.
Yes.
So it's great to have the access and know that you can get to a bank 7 days a week and most holidays as well.
And free coin counting machines.
And free coin counting machines.
Don't forget those.
Which always make a racket, but that's okay, because somebody's making their collection.
And we have an instant issue card. We can actually issue your ATM card right in the branch.
That's right. They've done that for me.
Yeah. So if you lose your ATM card, which I have done a number of times, you can pull into the branch and have a card prepared and made in the branch and available to use same day.
Well, that's terrific.
It's about convenience.
Well, so I guess next year the signs are going to be green rather than red.
Yes.
So look for a little bit of change, and your business cards will be green rather than red. So we'll look for those changes. And I'm sure, like I said, most current commerce customers have received their mailing, because I know I got mine. And if you haven't got it, you'll be getting yours soon. And if you're not a Commerce Bank customer, you ought to take a look at it. They sure got enough locations around to make it easy.
We're very convenient, and we're geared to customer service. So if you aren't a customer, come on in, open up an account, tell them Steve McWilliams sent you, and we'll sure treat you fine.
That's great. Well, listen, thanks for coming by.
All right.
It's been a pleasure.
This is Brian Carroll with www.havenfootball.net, and I'm here tonight with one of our players in tonight's Hero Bowl contest. That's John Rob Tull, number 57 in blue for tonight's game. And outside of the football field, John, tell us what you do in some of your spare time.
Well, I'm a volunteer firefighter at Middletown Fire Company and Rose Tree Fire Company.
Okay, and you have some bloodlines in the works there, too, joined by his father, Bob. Bob, how long have you been doing the same thing?
Over 35 years.
Okay.
Deputy chief, and his uncle is the chief of Middletown.
Okay, terrific. So, again, we know what the proceeds for tonight's event go towards the families of firefighters, EMTs, and police officers, and so again, to have this kind of representation literally on the field of play tonight and so forth is special. What? Tell us about your senior season there. How'd it go?
Our senior season was great. We went 10-3. Great season. Set all kinds of rushing records. Had a great year. Very pleased.
And again, Archbishop Carroll advanced to the semifinals of the Catholic League Blue Division playoffs this year. And again, we're thrilled to have Rob joining us for tonight. And also, Bob, what does it mean to you to be watching your son in the game tonight and knowing what the proceeds go toward?
Well, I'm very pleased that he can play in the game, and very honored that he got asked. Lately, the county's been through some tough times with volunteer firefighters. We lost two in the line of duty at actual fires, and then we lost one this past week who I actually grew up with in the fire service, the past chief of Aston Beechwood, and a line of duty death. He was in the firehouse and working. And we actually, my son and I, got in uniform last night and went to his viewing. And it meant a lot. It means a lot for me to go and for my son to follow in my footsteps.
So, again, it's just a special night all around, and, again, around a tough circumstance here in 2008. But hopefully tonight is a little respite from that. And, John, just very quickly, where are you headed in the fall?
Catholic University of America in D.C.
Okay, not too far away, so make sure you check back with the Middletown Fire Company. Come back for next year's Hero Bowl. Thanks so much for joining us, both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And we have a 10-7 ball game here at the half. The West over the East. With the West standing to receive the opening kickoff here in the second half. Some halftime stats brought to you by our sponsors. Certainly some good sponsors in Commerce Bank, but Outback Steakhouse, we mentioned that they are a proud sponsor of tonight's Hero Bowl as well. And again, there's been some terrific action on the field from some seniors. We talked about, in talking to Jim Allsman, there are also some seniors who probably could have or would have been eligible to play in tonight's game. One of them is actually standing directly in front of me, but there are some players some senior talent on the football field this past fall who have their interests and, you know, services pressed elsewhere. We talked about Marple Newtown playing in the Class 3A District 1 Baseball Championship as we speak. So there's some Marple Newtown players who probably would have played tonight had they not been part of the baseball program. Steve Egge, quarterback from Ridley, is concentrating on a basketball career, but, I mean, there's a first-team All-State quarterback.
Absolutely.
From Ridley at the 4A level. There's a first-team All-Stater standing in front of me, a Garnet Valley quarterback, Eric Van Wyk, who is, again, concentrating on a baseball career. He's got a full ride to LaSalle in the fall, so his left arm is throwing a ball a little bit smaller than a football these days. So,
right, and doesn't want to jeopardize that potential.
That's too. Right. So, you know, and for the East squad as well, some talent over there. Jeff Prather, a linebacker from Archbishop Carroll. Mark Wedderburn, a big tight end from Cardinal O'Hara, also headed to Penn State, along with Pete Massaro from Marple Newtown. So some of these guys are involved, as Jim and I were talking about, the Big 33 game, other All-Star games, other sports, and so forth. So even minus that kind of talent, still a ton of it on display this evening. So, again, we are really just moments away from a second-half kickoff already. Some halftime stats, they're pretty simple, actually. There were a handful of East turnovers that really the West did not capitalize on. We stand at 10-7, but for the West, individual statistics, the quarterbacks, Steve Giordano and Brian Thompson, combined just 1-for-7 passing, 1-for-8 as a team. Aaron Duncan on a halfback pass could not connect with Gerald Waters. So Giordano 1-for-3 for 13 yards. Brian Thompson 1-for-4 for just 9 yards. The rushing attack a little more productive. John Gallagher 7 carries for just 9 yards. Carl Ballard, fullback from Strathaven, had 3 carries for 22 yards, but then a big loss on 4th and inches drops him to 4 carries for 15. Aaron Duncan, by far the most productive running back or offensive player on either side of the football tonight, 6 carries for 37 yards and the game's first touchdown. Dave Wisely, number 33 from Haverford, the big fullback, 2 carries for 11 yards. Receiving, both completions have gone to Haverford's Gerald Waters. He's headed to Wesley College as well this fall, 2 catches for 22 yards. Scoring recap for the West, Aaron Duncan, a 7-yard touchdown run, capped a 46-yard drive at the 8:08 mark of the first quarter to put the lead to 7-0 West. They stretched that lead to 10-0 after a Sean Richway 23-yard field goal. He is 1-for-2 on the night at the 8:42 mark of the second quarter. For the East, really, pretty simple. They've had one first down, and really all of their offense came in just 18 seconds. Eric Green to Ramir Kirstie for a 12-yard touchdown with just 29 seconds left in the half has cut the lead to 10-7. Otherwise, no completed. There was only two completed passes the whole half. Green 1-for-4 for 12 yards. Chris Smith 1-for-2 for 40 yards. Livingston to kick it away. It's fielded by on one hop by Andrew Hodges, and he is hit immediately as he crosses the 28-yard line. Gain of just 8 on the return. Heavy, heavy hit from number 12, Dave Hallinan, in the area, along with 22, Saul Tirado. The West takes over at 1st and 10. To wrap up the East offense, Chris Cooper, 3 carries for 7 yards. Kevin Eckel, 3 carries for 13 yards. Chris Smith, -3 on a fumble that was recovered by Andrew Hubley. Tamer Harris, 1 carry for 3 yards. Kirstie, 1 catch for 12 yards. And Christian Johnson, the big tight end for Monsignor Bonner, 1 catch for 40 yards. So 58-yard drive in just 18 seconds just before halftime. Cut the lead to 10-7. And that's where we stand now with 11:54 to play here in the third quarter. The West with the football, moving right to left in their white uniforms with red numerals. Steve Giordano, the quarterback, in the football game for really, he may be in here for the duration now. Brian Thompson, the quarterback from Upper Darby, who was sharing time with Giordano, went off with an injury midway through the second quarter, and I do not know whether he will return or not, but it's been Giordano for the bulk of the second quarter, and he's in here to start the third quarter. First and 10 at their own 28-yard line. John Deardorff in at right tackle for the West. 78 is Jeff Schechner from Pencrest at right guard.
In motion out of the wing tee goes Duncan. Gives to the fullback. This is Wisely. Pushes his way out to the 31. Gain of three on the play before Alir Rothwell from Chester. He's headed to Lincoln University out in Chester County in the fall. Pickup of three for Wisely. Second and seven upcoming. Rest of the offensive line at the moment includes Nick Carullo at left tackle. He's wearing 77 tonight. LP Marker checks into the game at wide receiver. Number 15 is Ryan Krause, the tight end from Radnor. He is split to the near side. Tight end to the far side is Frank. Single setback is Duncan. They play fake to Duncan. Rolling to his right is Giordano. Looking, still on a run. Fires to a comeback route again to Waters, and he makes the grab. Or no, incomplete. Did he not hang on in the far sideline? Incomplete. Waters had it. Decent throw from Giordano, but coming back at full speed and sliding for the catch is Waters, but he could not hang on. Brings up third down and about seven. Two Ridley players in on the offensive line as well. The center is Tony Agatsiotis, first team All-Delco, and the second team All-Delco selection, Brian Traban. He is headed to Villanova. That Ridley offense, fourth in Delaware County, averaging 300 yards per game. Traban and Agatsiotis, a huge part of that. I formation, two receivers split to the far side. Toss to the near side, the short side of the field. This is Duncan at full speed across the 35. Going to be just short of the first down. Just short of the first down, Jerome Duncan knocks down Aaron Duncan. Jerome Duncan from Sun Valley, Aaron Duncan from Upper Darby. I remember seeing both of those guys in the regular season. I think I called them the wrong names, each of them, for most of those games. So my apologies to both of them. But Jerome knocks down Aaron Duncan. We'll check the spot, and it looks like they may stretch the chains all the way across the field here, unless there's an injury. Let's see. Hard to see. There's a pileup on the near sideline here. And they will bring the chains over. So on third and seven, they will bring the chains across the field for a measurement to see if Aaron Duncan was able to pick up the first down. With 10:38 to play, the West wants to keep those chains moving and pick up some momentum that was lost shortly before halftime. 10-7, the Western Delaware County All-Stars over the East. Gives us a chance to talk about just some of the players involved in tonight's game. I'll do this throughout the second half here. Just representing each of the schools from Haverford, Gerald Waters, Zach Riley, Sean Richway, your kicker, Jordan Frank, the tight end, Dave Wisely, your running back, Jeff Mateus, and Greg DeSina from an 8-4 Haverford squad. Again, they qualified for the playoffs this year and beat Strathaven, beat Upper Darby, some really quality wins for a quality program that really is on its way up. A lot of juniors coming back there as well, so looking for a big things in 2008 over at Haverford. From Pencrest, Dave Grega, Nick Palmer, Ryan Whiteley, and Jeff Schechner representing the Lions of Pencrest tonight. And it looks as if Aaron Duncan was just shy of a first down.
About a foot.
About a foot. Fourth and about a foot, and that brings the punt team on. LP Market on to punt for the third time tonight. Standing deep to return, Tamer Harris and Kevin Echol this time. They stand just outside either hash mark. At about their own 30-yard line. Marker to field the snap at his own 25. Again, it's high, but he hauled it in. Driving, spiraling kick. It's going to be Harris at his 25, and he is buried immediately. Number 51 right in his lap. That's Greg DeSina, the center from Haverford. Came down in a big way. He was your offensive MVP for Haverford. So, again, for a Haverford playoff team, the team that made the playoffs this year, just a terrific leader, captain of both the football and lacrosse teams. He's headed to Penn State in the fall, voted MVP of his team. For a center, that's awfully tough to do, you would think. Not a guy who's going to get a lot of headlines in the newspaper, but again, DeSina, obviously a valuable member of the Haverford lineup. Shotgun formation, Chris Smith inside handoff, Chris Cooper. This is across the 35 and out near the 37, 30, maybe the 38-yard line. Gain of about 8. For Chris Cooper, best running play of the night thus far for the East. Fourth carry of the evening for the senior from Chester. Second down and three from their own 37. Shane Eaches checks into the game at linebacker for the West. He's alongside Tassoni, Frazier, Pinkston, McKenzie, and Tim Dunlap, the other outside linebacker from Garnet Valley. Greg Marinick on the inside as well next to Pinkston. Second and three. Play fake, and this is Smith. Looking to isolate Smith and get those wheels moving. Tries to spin back to the outside. It is a highlight film side to side. Make one man miss, two man miss. 35-40. First down before he's dragged down by Pinkston. Great effort from Pinkston tracking the little guy, but my goodness.
Well, he ran about 120 yards
for his gain of 8, but picks up a first down, just the second first down of the evening. And Chris Smith did a little bit of everything this year for Chichester. A disappointing record on paper for Chichester this year. Chris Smith, highly recruited coming into the season, was at one point committed to West Virginia. There was a coaching change at West Virginia University, and he's headed to South Carolina State now. But he is looking at a double wing, tight end to the far side, a little delay action and a give to the far wing, coming to the near side, coming up just shy of midfield is number 40, his Chichester teammate, Tony Minertia. Minertia picks up about 4.5, brings up second and a long 5 with the football just shy of midfield. So Minertia's first carry of the night, picks up 4. Dominic Pinkston in on a stop yet again for the West.
He's starting to look like he's got his act together now. Nice plays, very crisp.
Split to the near side, Mike Strolley from Sun Valley. Wing to the far side, in motion goes Minertia. Under center is Chris Smith. Play fake, has time. Hodges under, he just throws him over. Under heavy pressure goes, down goes Smith way back inside the 40-yard line. Loss of 11 on the play. Hodges came in clean from the near sideline. He was disruptive in the middle of the field. Now they have him on the outside edge tonight. He has come in untouched on several occasions, deflecting passes, busting up plays in the backfield, and there's a sack.
And there we got 3rd and 16. That does tend to kill the momentum.
3rd and 16 from their own 39-yard line. Ball at the 39-yard line. The East was had things moving in the right direction here, but they go backwards after a big play from the first-team All-Stater. The Delaware County player of the year, Andrew Hodges, lined up again on the near side, and he's coming clean again. Little screen behind him. Throw is incomplete. They say that was coming forward, intended for Harris. Smith was just looking to get rid of it, short-armed it a bit, and it landed at Harris's feet. 4th and 17 upcoming. Hodges making some disruptive plays here on the defense. So, again, even when that play is not going to end up on the score sheet here, but in the meantime, Hodges making things happen here for the West squad. Schwarzenegger on the punt. It's a high spiral. It's going to take a hop at the 30, and Frazier will move away from the football. And it will be, let's see, they had good effort there from number 12, Dave Hallinan. Tried to push a man into the football and maybe cause a forced fumble there and then pick it up himself, but the officials didn't buy it, as Pinkston never actually did touch the football. So the Western squad will take over. 1st and 10 from their own 24-yard line. Steve Giordano still in the football game at quarterback. So, again, we may not see Brian Thompson the rest of the evening. Disappointing end to the evening for the senior quarterback from Upper Darby, who is headed to Williamson Trade School in the fall. But he went out with an injury midway through the second. We have not seen him since. Under center is Giordano. Give us the tailback Gallagher on first down. He picks up 2, maybe 2. The middle of that East line, defensive line, has been awfully stout tonight. Awfully tough. Led by Robert Skloff on that play right there. Isaac Prince and Mike Grundy in there as well. 77 in the game is Corey Wood, an outside linebacker from Chichester at the moment. So gain of just 1 there for Gallagher. 6:38 and counting to play here in the third quarter. 10-7 West, they have the football on 2nd and 9. Giordano fires an out to the far sideline, incomplete, looking for a comeback to Markert. Throw is low away, and Markert could not stretch that 6'4 frame to the football. Markert headed to St. Joseph's University. No football team there, so again, he will not be continuing his football career after tonight, and he and several others, really. So this is just one more time to put on the pads for Markert and several others.
Pass from Giordano falls incomplete. So he completed his first one of the night, has missed on his last four. So 3rd and 9 from their own 26, the West, with a single setback, Gallagher. Giordano, fake the draw, straight back, looking, under heavy pressure, now fires a high pass for Waters, incomplete. Took a heavy hit from number 14, that is Deshaun Elliott. But he falls harmlessly to the turf, and here's the West with another three and out, and LP Market on to punt yet again.
Who was that to?
Intended for Waters, number four.
Okay.
On that far sideline, he's been the target of most of the passes tonight. He and LP Market. But it's Market standing back at his own 15 yard, inside his own 15, ready to punt it away to Echol and Tamer Harris. Harris, a first-team All-Delco selection, wide receiver from Penwood. They stand at about their own 40-yard line, awaiting the kick from Market, wearing number 23 tonight. The snap is a good one. Market gets it up. Now it's blocked. It's blocked. In on the block is number 56. That is Squarov, and it's picked up and recovered by the East on the far sideline, inside the 10-yard line. Down number 19, Brandon Zamonski, but a terrific block from 56. He came in clean right up the middle. Robert Squaroff blocks the punt, and now here's the East in business. They trail 10-7 with 6:10 to play in the third quarter. The football sitting, they will mark it actually outside the 10-yard line. So the knee was down on the recovery, out at the 12-yard line. First and 10 for the East. Chris Smith in at quarterback, looking to possibly take the lead. They're certainly in a position to tie, certainly in field goal range right now for Justin Livingston. But here's the West now taking a timeout and going to talk things over. They've had a couple of plays here that have been untimely, to say the least here.
And Markert, I mean, he seemed to take his time, and there was a guy coming right at him. I don't know whether he didn't see him or just thought he was going to get it off faster or didn't anticipate the rush, but... Or maybe, again, the East saw that he was taking his time and decided to really put some pressure on him. But, boy, that was a good, clean block.
Snap a little bit high, but certainly not unmanageable. It's marked at 6'4", able to haul it in, and then looks to get it away. But really, just give the other guy credit. Robert Sklaroff, 6'3", 250-pounder, pounder from Archbishop Carroll. Came barreling through the middle of that line. Archbishop Carroll averaged 29 points a game on offense. He was a big part of that, along with the center, John Tull.
This is Drew Kravitz.
And this is Shane Eaches from Garnet Valley High School, class of 08. And you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
The president of Widener University, James T. Harris, the faculty, staff, and students salute the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County. Widener is proud to host the Hero Bowl, whose proceeds support scholarships for the children of Delaware County police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical technicians who have given their lives in the line of duty. Widener supports noble efforts to provide scholarships for children of the heroes who died in the line of duty protecting residents of Delaware County. Widener University in Chester, Pennsylvania. To contact the university, call 1-888-WIDENER. That's 1-888-WIDENER.
And now here's the ball loose. Give us the echo and it's popped loose. Let's see. Big pile up out of the 14-yard line on 1st and 10, and I don't know, let's see. Looks like the East recovers, so it's Brian Margatich headed to Westchester in the fall, but the All-Telco lineman from Interboro saves the day there for the East. Loss of, actually they gained a yard on the play, they gained a yard on the fumble by Echol, but Margatich pounces on it, averting disaster here. So now the East trying not to shoot themselves in the foot. They trail at 10-7, football at the 11-yard line, 2nd and 9, with 5:38 to play here in the third quarter. I formation, wing left, tight end left. They run it to the left. It's Echol. Overload that side, and the big 205-pounder pushes inside the 10. Forward progress takes them to the 8, bringing up 3rd down and about 6. 5 carries, 17 yards unofficially for Kevin Echol. Honorable mention, all Catholic at linebacker. He had 4 interceptions on defense, nearly 400 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns. Had a kick return touchdown and 3 receiving touchdowns. So he did a little bit of everything for Archbishop Carroll this year, and he's headed to the Naval Academy in the fall.
Big play here on third and six from the eight. Five-man front for the West defense. In motion goes Minertia. Play fake. Fire into the far flat, and it's caught by Cooper at the five. Ducks under two tacklers, and he's going to look to be awfully close to a first down. He may have it. The West had a shot to stop him at the five-yard line, but good effort from Cooper. He literally ducked under two tacklers, and he's awfully close to the first down marker at the two. Let's see. The officials for a volunteer crew tonight of police officers, active duty police officers, they've had a couple of tough measurements, and now they'd say yes. First down by the nose of the football on the far sideline. So here we are with the nose of the football at the 2 yard line. Four cracks at it for the East, looking to take the lead. They trail 10-7 after being shut out 24-0 last year. This will be a huge step forward. I formation, wing to the far side. He comes in motion. It's Harris. The give is to the fullback and to the tailback, and he goes nowhere. Greg Moranek from Ridley in on the stop of Echol. In fact, he loses a yard on the play.
Yes, he did.
Hodges and Moranek in on the stop, a Ridley combination there. Second down and goal from now, football back at the 3 yard line, so well, a loss of a yard.
We've talked about this during the season. This is a tough stop for high school football. Tough stop. You know, four downs and 3 yards to go. Of course, now it's three downs and 3 yards to go. So the West is handling it right, but it doesn't take much to break these open.
Fullback is 51, Jeremy Bartz from Glen Mills. Dotting the I is at the line, second and goal. Play taken, Smith trying to turn the corner. It's the 4-4 speed, ducks inside, touchdown! Touchdown for Chris Smith, the 5'11 quarterback. Had Christian Matthews on his back, but stretched that frame forward into the end zone, and the East takes the lead at 13-10 with 3:50 to play here in the third.
That was pretty good football. It was a great fake. Great fake, and he got it on his own legs. I mean, there were two defenders ready to tackle him, and he just split the difference and punched the ball in.
So a 3 yard touchdown run, extra point pending. This is actually a pretty big play here. Number 55, Tom Dubois, connected on his first extra point here, looking to stretch the lead to 4. Snap is a good one, the kick is away, and good. 14-10, the East over the West, with 3:50 to play here in the third.
This is Alair Rothwell, a.k.a. Hitman from Chester High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Go Outback tonight, for the steak is thick and juicy. The shrimp is grilled and sweet. The chicken, tender. Your only worry is which to choose.
Let's go Outback tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go Outback.
So it was Sklaroff with a huge block punt to set up the whole thing at the 12-yard line. A third down conversion, Chris Smith to Chris Cooper, a 5 yard gain, set him up at first and goal, and Smith takes it in himself to stretch the lead to 14, or give them the first time lead at 14-10. Low kick from Livingston. It's going to be fielded there by Duncan across the 20, 25, running room across the 35, still on his feet, 40, 43 yard line before Aaron Duncan is dragged down. He has been a powerhouse tonight. He's been the bulk of the offense for the West, and now here's a kick return that takes him out to the 43 yard line. And puts the men in white in business. Giordano in at quarterback. Player down on the far sideline. Hard to see who that is, but he's in blue. So this is an East player with an injury over on the far sideline. So we'll take a moment here to discuss a couple of other things. So as I started to say earlier, Dan and Mike Duffy. Dan is a defensive lineman from Garnet Valley participating in tonight's game, and his father, Mike, has been the trainer at this game for 30 years.
30 years.
So we had an interview with them last night. So again, check it out.
Brian Carroll with www.havenfootball.net, joined tonight by Dan Duffy, defensive lineman from the Garnet Valley Jaguars, playing his last high school game. How's that feeling, Dan?
It's pretty good. Excited.
Okay. Good, good. You got one more chance to put on the high school uniform here. It's not the garnet and white that we saw most of the fall all the way to the state finals. So tell us a little bit about that run to Hershey for the Jaguars up through December.
This is mostly exciting.
The whole team was rallied up. We had a good time and had fun doing it.
And your dad's here with you. What does it mean? Tell us a little bit about having Dan selected for the Hero Bowl. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I've been the trainer for the Hero Bowl for 30 years now. I started in 1978, and to have him playing on the team that I can be the trainer for is extremely exciting, and I'm very proud of him and all of his athletic achievements.
Sounds good. So what do the fall plans look like?
I'm going to West Virginia.
Okay, yeah. West Virginia University?
Yeah.
All right, very good. So. Very good. Any football hopes there or just...
No.
Okay, all right,
just
sounds
fun.
Good. Just more than just having fun. You're sitting too close to Dad to say otherwise right now. But, again, we're just thankful for your efforts here tonight, for a terrific cause. Thankful for your dad's efforts for 30-plus years now here at the Hero Bowl. So good luck in the game, and good luck next fall.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot. Injured player is Brandon Zamonski from Sun Valley. We talked about his injury early in the season. Now it looks like he's in trouble here at the end of his senior year. Oh, my. Tough break for Zamonski here. We wish him the best as the West takes over first and 10 from their own 43. They give it to Aaron Duncan running with authority across the 45, spins out to the 46. 47-yard line is what they give him. Gain of 4 on the play, or about 3, let's say. Second down and 7 coming for the West. Giordano brings in the play. Mike Graham in at linebacker for Innerborough. Zach Collins in there at nose tackle. Number 58, defensive end Shamar Campbell from Chichester. Honorable mention to Aldelko, lined up over the right side here, and that's where the motion man comes towards him. But it's Duncan on a counter to the right, and he takes it out to the, across midfield. He's going to be just shy of a first down. Just shy of a first down. Aaron Duncan picks up five more, brings up 3rd and 1.
That was a great-looking play. Well, he just shot through that hole. I don't know who they're clearing out on the right side there, but they're doing a heck of a job.
Following John Deardorff, who was first-team All-State, 2-time All-Delco, and he's out at the offensive tackle. He was a guard for Garnet Valley this year, but they're following his lead over the right side right now. 3rd and 1, it's Duncan again over the right side. Do it until they stop you, and it didn't get it done that time. Good effort to drive him. Yeah, good effort to drive him backwards, but not before forward progress takes them to the east 45-yard line. Gain of 2 and a first down for the West. So, got to hand it to the West. You said they have to bounce back from a couple of tough plays here at the end of the first half, and now midway through the third quarter. They trail at 14-10, a blocked punt setting up the go-ahead touchdown by Chris Smith.
I'm sure Coach Gallagher had a few choice words on the sidelines after that touchdown.
And so here's the West with the nose of the football at the east 45-yard line. Duncan, the single setback. Gerald Waters, slot to the near side. Wisely, wing left. Markham, split left. Toss to the left side, and they overload it. It's Duncan across the 45, down to the 41. Coming up from the secondary on a heavy stop is Hallinan. He's been in on lots of plays. Isaac Prince, a defensive lineman from Chester, headed to Cheney in the fall, and he was in on cleanup duty as well. Gain of 4 for Duncan as he's carried it 4 straight times.
Yeah, time to hand it to somebody else, I think.
Well, we're going with what works at the moment.
Yeah, but they got to change it up. Yeah. Always zeroing in on them.
Second and six. Let's see what happens here. Crooked eye, dotted by Duncan this time. It is a play fake. Good call, Mike. Rolling goes right as Giordano. Looks, fires to the sideline, and it is complete out near, out across the first down marker. It's Gerald Waters. All 3 completions for the West have gone to number 4 from Haverford. He has it at the 34-yard line. He's done a great job just knowing where that first down marker is. All 3 catches have gone for first downs. Gain of 7 on the play. 3 catches for 29 yards for Waters, first completion since early in the first quarter for Giordano, and it comes at a good time here for the West to keep the sticks moving. At the 1 minute mark of the third quarter, they trail at 14-10. In motion goes Waters. Giordano under center, it's to give us the up back. It's Wisely, pushes his way across the 30, driving the pile, pushing, and out near the 27-yard line. Let's see where they spot it, but a good push from Wisely. Picks up at least 6. Now give him 7. Gain of 7 for the big fullback from Haverford. Wisely became the featured back
as the starting tailback from Haverford, Brian Urio, suffered a leg injury himself. So for them to lose their starting running back, Urio really tore up Strathaven early in the season. Haverford lost their starting running back, had to make some adjustments, obviously, but wisely stepped in a big, big way. The transfer from Monsignor Bonner ended up with 995 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns, was first-team All-Delco at linebacker. But to have nearly 1,000 yards in sort of a reserve role mid-season was really quite impressive and a big part of the reason why Haverford bounced back
into the front line, too.
That's right.
You can have the greatest running back in the world, and they're not making holes and plowing the path for you. You're not going anywhere.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
You know. But yeah, you're right. For somebody to come in as a sub and have those kind of yards, talks about great running ability and certainly a terrific front line.
Second and 4, ball at the 28-yard line. 44 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Steve Giordano under center. I formation behind him, dotted by Aaron Duncan. Two receivers split to the near side. It's Duncan over the right side, and he's met with some pretty quick resistance there. First contact made in the backfield by number 53, Mike Grundy. In on the tackle was a host of blue jerseys there, led by McMonagle. So gain of maybe 2, or maybe a yard. Maybe a yard for Duncan. 11 carries for 53 yards unofficially. Brings up 3rd and 3. Big spot now for the West as they trail by 4 with 12 seconds and counting. Likely the last play of the third quarter. 3rd and 3. Hard count from Giordano works again. Defense jumps and will be a first down.
Gotta love that. I mean, it's up to the defensive captain before they break that huddle to sit there and go, look, this is close. You know, they're going to try to draw us off. Don't move until the ball goes. But, of course, that's after weeks of practice and a few games, and you kind of get used to it. But
so for the second time tonight, Steve Giordano with a hard count in a 3rd and short situation, or in about 4th and short in the first time around. Gets the defense to jump. Encroachment is the call, and the 5-yard penalty moves it to the 22-yard line, and that will end the third quarter. 14-10, the East over the West, but the West threatening.
This is Dave Wood, head football coach at Widener University, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
This year's high school football season is just around the corner, and havenfootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. Havenfootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
First and 10 from the 23. Big drive going here for West. Looks, fires to the far side, it's deflected, and it is intercepted. Let's see who came up with it. Looks like McMonagle on an interception. Deflected pass or no? Who are they giving possession to?
Looks like it was caught by 44, I thought.
Looks like, I don't know. Looked like a wrestling match for the football.
No.
But no, the offense is staying on the field. Pass was is McMonagle who deflected. They looked for just a quick snap, one-step drop, fired to the far flat. McMonagle deflected it straight up in the air. And I do not know who caught that football. At any rate, it's a loss of 5 on the play. Moves it, loss of 6 on the play. Moves it back to the 29-yard line. Ball at the 29-yard line. Giordano under center, receivers to either side. Offset eye dotted by Duncan. Play fake. Giordano rolling to his right now. Throwback screen to Duncan. Lots of running room. Carrillo in front of him. 25-20. Cuts it back, looking for the 15, and he's got it inside the 15 to the 14. Terrific design of a
great
play there.
Great misdirection play.
Great misdirection. They play fake to Duncan. They roll to the right and then throw back to the left. Had Carrillo out there leading the way.
And sucked everybody in.
Gain of 16 on the play. Giordano to Aaron Duncan. Duncan has been the bulk of the offense. 53 rushing, now 16 receiving. Last 3 passes from Giordano have now been completed. So he's hot. And the West now with 3rd down and 2 from the 14-yard line. Giordano under center, receiver split. Waters comes in motion right to left.
Gives to Duncan over the center, and he goes nowhere. Goes nowhere. Grundy on the stop, along with number 90, Zach Collins. They've not been able to move him out of the center all night. Maybe a yard. Maybe a yard, to be generous, and it'll bring up fourth and a long one. Decision time for Coach Joe Gallagher. They're certainly in field goal range, but again, a three-pointer here does not give them the lead, so here's Jordan on the offense, staying on the field, fourth and one.
And in high school, a field goal is not a chip shot, so...
That's true. Fourth and one, I formation. Look for the hard count again. Here comes Waters. Wisely and Duncan, and they give us to Wisely. Straight ahead, they beat Bulls as well across the 10-yard line. Why not? For as well as Duncan has run tonight, Wisely, with that big frame, really a fullback frame, and he was the lead back that time. At 5'11", 205, a bowling ball of a run there. Takes it down to the 10-yard line. Gain of four and a first down. First and goal. 25 yards on five carries for Dave Wisely. He's acquitted himself well in the offensive backfield. Waters puts to the near side. Double tight end. It's Krause and Frank. And now here's the East calling timeout. Want to talk things over. They want to talk things over. Faced with their backs deep in their own territory here. With a 14-10 lead, 9-11 to play here in the fourth quarter. Brian Carroll at HavenFootball.net, joined here tonight by a handful of players from the Garnet Valley Jaguars. You heard a terrific postseason run here on HavenFootball.net, with led by several seniors, many of whom are here tonight playing in the Hero Bowl in 2008, joined by a couple of linebackers and an offensive lineman. So John Deerdorf, All-state selection here on the offensive line, so congratulations, John, on that honor. And
thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing this fall.
I signed on with Georgetown, and really love it up there. So I'll be down there.
Sounds good. What sold you on Georgetown? I know the recruiting process was a little bigger than that for a little while.
Yeah, pretty much from the beginning, they had a lot of faith in me, and. You know, they were the first ones knocking on my door, and I love the coaches, I love the area, the school's great, can't really ask for anything better.
Terrific, and you're joined here by two other seniors, and we're on the defensive side of the ball here for most of the season, and of course you'll see them tonight in the Hero Bowl one last time, playing next to each other here, Drew Kravitz and Shane Aegis, and you even have a... Tim Dunlap on the squad, too, so really it's a Garnet Valley linebacker crew probably for a good bulk of the game.
Yeah, it should be fun to get back out there and start playing with each other again. We're looking forward to it.
One last time, and then each of you are headed somewhere to play football in the fall? Or
Yes, sir.
Where are you headed?
Actually, I'm coming back here to Widener University to hopefully play.
Okay, you can just bring the sleeping bag, stay all summer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not too far, you're here on the field already. And how about you, Shane?
I'm heading up to Ursinus College to play a little football.
Too far, and actually another Jaguars up there now, right?
Matt McHugh and Brian Monroe are both.
Okay, very good. So again, that's terrific to see you guys one more time on the high school gridiron, and best of luck to all of you in the fall.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
So speaking of a few more of the heroes playing tonight in tonight's game, from Innerborough, well represented on the East squad, the punter Damon Schwarzengraver, Dave Hallinan has had Jerry Moyer both in the defensive backfield, Rich Shields, a linebacker, Mike Grimm, a linebacker as well, Ian Hexler, Brian Margatich, who recovered a fumble earlier, Josh McGowan and Matt Mitchell on the offensive line as well from Innerborough. From Chichester, we've mentioned Vince Christie in the offensive backfield, Chris Smith, who has run for the go-ahead touchdown and set up the first touchdown with a 40-yard pass completion. Tony Minertia, Jamar Campbell, Matt Gaznavi is injured, so could not participate in tonight's game. Kevin Beard and Corey Wood, from Chichester. From Sun Valley, Brandon Zamonski, Mike Strolley, and Jerome Duncan, representing their school as well in Aston. Double tight end, Frank to the near side, Krause to the far side. I formation, the game is to Duncan, running left, running hard, and down inside the 5 to the 2. Gain of 8 on first and goal. And Duncan running with purpose, following the lead block of Nick Carullo, and John Deerdorf pulling as well.
I wouldn't want to be standing in front of him when he runs like that. That's really, he's picking up a tremendous amount of speed.
Aaron Duncan again, first team All-Delco, missed the first four games of the season, but averaged 138 yards per game. Still finished the season with over 1,000 yards, 13 touchdowns. had 15 total touchdowns in just 8 games. Under center is Giordano on second and goal. It's Duncan running left again. This time he will not get it. He will not get it. In on the stop, cleaning up is Dave Hallen. And first contact, though, comes from 56 Skwarov. And a good stand there on second and goal. No gain for Duncan. So now it's third and goal from the 2-yard line. 13 carries, 61 yards for Duncan unofficially. 8:08, 8:07, and counting to play in the fourth quarter. The West trailing by 4. Needs pay dirt here to take the lead. Wisely the up back. Duncan the tailback. Water split to the near side. It's Duncan running right this time. Cutback dives. He is in for a touchdown.
Yes.
Aaron Duncan stretches, and he got it in there by the nose of the football. A beautiful drive, 57 yards. Capped by Aaron Duncan's second touchdown of the night.
Really well done by Duncan, too, because what he did is he actually stutter-stepped. He just gave it a second. Felt he wasn't hitting the hole, probably he was hitting it too quickly. Let the blocks take their effect. That's exactly what he did, and that gave an extra 2 yards into the end zone.
Had no room on that right side, cut it back over center, and really just by about the length of the football, stretched in. Richway, extra point is away, and good. 17-14 is your score. With 7:51 to play here in regulation, the West has retaken the lead after two touchdowns, or back-to-back touchdowns by the East.
This is Joe Gallagher, head coach of Haverford High School, and you're listening to high school football on www.havenfootball.net.
Want to really move Dad this Father's Day? Then give him a Hallmark card with sound. Filled with his favorite songs by the original artists, you can use music, movies, even one-liners from TV shows to sing Dad's praises. So move Dad in more ways than one this Father's Day. Give him a Hallmark card with sound. Head to Beckabell's Hallmark at the 352 Plaza in Brookhaven between Kmart and Pathmark. Do it today and see and hear all the latest in sound cards. Available while supplies last.
Again, lots of coaches here tonight. I'm seeing former players, former Hero Bowl players. Royale Edwards, the MVP of last year's game, is here from Strathaven. I can see him. Phil Atkinson, another former Strathaven player, now starring at Villanova.
Right.
We've seen lots of players, again, who were unable to participate. I mentioned Eric Van White from Garnet Valley. And really, just well represented. The entire Glenn Mills, looks like the rest of the Glenn Mills football team, those who are not participating in the game, they are here en masse cheering on the Battling Bulls. So it's been a great, great turnout all night. Which way? End over end kick takes a hop at the 16-yard line. It'll be fielded there by Hooper, and he takes it out across the 25-yard line, and that'll do it as he's dropped there at the 27. Marenik, along with Kaufman on the stop, Evan Kaufman from Radnor on the stop. Matt Tassoni in the neighborhood as well. Irvin Coles and Jay Trio check in at defensive end for the West. Coles from Upper Darby, honorable mention all Delco. Dan Duffy is your nose tackle. Zach Riley and Jim Nolan, your inside backers. Andrew Hodges, the outside linebacker at the moment. Double wing, shotgun formation for Eric Green and the East offense. First and 10 from their own 27. Inside gives us Tamer Harris, shaking tackles. Stretching out across the 35, 36, and out to the 38-yard line. Very close to a first down. Let's see. Let's see. Nice little misdirection there. Green to Harris, and Tamer Harris, first team All-Delco as a receiver, has had a second carry of the night now. Goes for 9, brings up 2nd and 1.
That was a great run. And that, now this is where it gets interesting football, because you've got a team that has to score and a team that has to stop the score. So we got both teams running on full power here, and the game is riding on the outcome. So,
yeah, 2nd and less than a yard here. Shotgun formation, double wing. The wings are Minertia and Harris. Eric Green takes the snap, turns, has time on 2nd and 1. Looks, fires to the flat, incomplete. Intended for Harris, second leading receiver in Delaware County, the receiver from Penwood. Last year's offensive MVP, Kamar Jordan, another receiver from Penwood. But Green and Tamer Harris could not connect that time, so it's 3rd and 1 now for the East.
6:48 to play. They trail 17-14, ball thrown 37-yard line. Eric Green brings in the play. Jeff Mateus has checked in.
What's Harris's number?
18.
18. Why am I missing it? All right, got it.
Jeff Mateus has checked in at defensive end for the West. Third and less than a yard. Green going to keep it himself, and he has it. Forward progress, I think, gets him out near the 40-yard line. Driven backwards there by 55 Dave Grega, along with Greg Marinick. But not before Green picks up two and an East first down. So they will move the chains. Clock stops while they do that at 6:44 to play here in regulation. The East trying to answer after a 58-yard drive for the West, capped by Aaron Duncan's second rushing touchdown of the night. So here's Green, and again, a sawed-off shotgun, Chris Cooper behind him. Double wing. Play fake, and now the give is to Harris trying to turn the corner across the 40. 45 turns it upfield, and he is hammered down there by Saylor and Drew Kravitz. Kravitz, first-team All-Delco linebacker from Garnet Valley, will stay here and play at Widener next fall. So Widener coach Mike Wood here tonight. He has a handful of players headed his way here next year.
We got an interview with him, too.
Including Chris Hooper, the wide receiver from Monsignor Bonner on the East roster.
He has high expectations for this season again.
Split to the far side is Hooper on second and four from the 46-yard line after Harris went for six. Green in the shotgun. Give inside, and Eccles hammering the ball. Bruce Grega has it on the fumble recovery, and he takes it down inside the 35 to the 33. Heavy, heavy hit. Eccles, for the second time, had a man in his lap this evening as he took a handoff, and this time the fumble is recovered by David Grega. Hubley had one earlier in the first quarter, so the third turnover of the night for the East has disrupted a drive, potentially game-tying or go-ahead drive here. David Greger from Pencrest recovers a fumble with 5:37 to play. And the West now, with a 17-14 lead, are in business, first and 10 from the 33-yard line. Under center is Giordano. Wing T formation, Ballard the fullback. In motion goes John Gallagher. He takes a handoff, trying to turn the corner on the left side. Gets a great block from Aaron Duncan, across the 30, and down to the 26-yard line. Nice job by the wing back that time. Aaron Duncan on a crackback block sprung Gallagher around that left corner. Gain of 8 on the play. Gain of, that's, well, let's call it 7, as he takes it down to the 26-yard line. Second and a long two. DeCena at center. Ryan Krause tight end to the near side. Wing T behind Giordano. Ballard is your fullback on second and two. Duncan in motion, and now he is disrupted immediately. Giordano, and now it's, wow, Giordano took a heavy hit but managed to get the ball to Ballard, and now here's a flag late. Looks like it's going to be unnecessary roughness on top of the run by Ballard that took it down to the 18-yard line. I can't believe he got that handoff off. It looked like Giordano was hit immediately. But Ballard takes it down to the 18. Gain of 8 on the play, and it looks like a personal foul as it was a late hit on the quarterback deep in the backfield. So Ballard on a fullback dive over the right guard goes for 8, and then a late hit on Giordano is now putting the ball half the distance to the goal. It sets up first and goal from the 9-yard line for the West. So, wow, just as the East was ready to, you know, sink their teeth into a tying or go-ahead score, the West now in business, first and goal from the 9-yard line. 8 yards for Ballard, and then a penalty sets them up at the 9. Water split to the far side. Wing T, the wings are Aaron Duncan and John Gallagher. Fullback is Ballard. In motion goes Aaron Duncan. He takes the handoff. He's trying to turn the corner on the right side. Shake and bake. Turns the corner to the 10, to the 5. Stretches forward. Now there's a late flag. This may come back. Late flag in the neighborhood of holding. Just as Duncan got the corner, the flags came in behind him. So it may very well be a hold or a block in the back that sprung him. So it looked to be a gain of 6 or 7. Looks like it was due to an illegal block, and in fact it is. Referee signals that the West will move backwards instead of forward by 6 here.
First play of the series, who was the running back on that?
John Gallagher over that left side for eight, followed by Ballard over the over center for eight. Now the penalty, the teams have traded penalties now.
Right.
So let's see. See where they mark this. Looks to be a spot foul, but it was about at the line of scrimmage here.
So we're at
foul was at about the line of scrimmage, so really about a loss of almost 10.
Yep.
Penalty is accepted. So rather than second and goal from the three, first and goal will be repeated, but they West now push back to their 18-yard line. First and goal from the 18. Waters split to the far side, singled up out there by number 24, Jerry Moyer, one of the co-captains for the East. I formation behind Giordano, and an offensive penalty here as there's a false start on the right side of that line. So two straight penalties here for the West have disrupted what very well could have been a stake in the heart here of the East squad. 4:04 to play here in the fourth quarter, and what looked for a moment to be first or second and goal from the three is now first and goal after two penalties out of the 23. So four cracks at the end zone, downside being that they are now 23 yards away if you're a fan of the West squad here. Referee signaling timeout. This looks to be an official's timeout while they sort out some confusion. Also participating in tonight's game from Monsignor Bonner, Chris Hooper. We mentioned Christian Johnson with a 40-yard catch late in the first half to set up the first East touchdown. Mike O'Rourke in there as well, number 52. From Penwood, Tamer Harrison, Eric Green. We've called their name dozens of times. But here's the West, first and goal from the 23. Toss play to John Gallagher, running left. He is hit immediately, but shakes off that first tackle. It takes number 14, Deshaun Elliott, in to clean up as he ran through the tackle of Mike Grundy. First contact from Grundy, though, did slow him down enough to, in fact, lose a yard on the play.
Yeah, they're not going in the right direction here.
Second and goal now from the 24 for the West.
Although it's taking time off the clock, so the West has the advantage of it with all the penalties and the downs being replayed in their own end zone. So,
best case scenario here, East may get the ball back deep in their own territory. The clock ticks down inside of 3 minutes here by the time they snap the ball. 3:02, 3:01, and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. 17-14 West, they have it. Second and goal from the 24. Now there's a late flag. This may be delay.
Delay, yeah. Delay game.
Three penalties in the last four plays here for the West, and that will indeed stop the clock and move them back 5 yards. So that's the worst kind of penalty to take here.
And it's now basically second and goal, which interprets to 29 yards.
Second and goal from the 29. Giordano under center. Gerald Waters split to the near side. Matched up with Marcus Richardson, Delaware County's leading interceptor, with 8 on the season from Glenn Mills last year. Back to pass Giordano. Once it all, firing deep down the sideline, has Waters out there. Leaps an incomplete. Big play by Richardson to swat it away. Tremendous coverage from Richardson. He got his left hand on it just as Waters was stretching out near the near pylon, that front pylon. Just a great defensive play. Fine throw, fine effort from Waters. But Richardson just a little bit better that time. Swats it away.
The only thing I don't like about that play is it stopped the clock.
Third and goal from the 29.
But if he caught it, it would be the end of the game.
Right. Third and goal from the 29. Risk reward every snap, really.
Particularly the game doesn't count. Might as well go for the whole ball of wax here.
Third and goal from the 29 with 2:46 to play in regulation. The West, leading by 3 with the football, has receiver split and shotgun formation now for Giordano. Back to pass. Under pressure, stepping up, firing. He's got a wheel pattern incomplete. Wheel route from Aaron Duncan. Had a seam there at the far sideline at the 10, but pass thrown behind him and out of bounds. They stretched the field to the middle with two receivers, tried to draw the zone defense into the middle of the field, and then sneak Duncan out behind them on the far sideline, but they do not connect, and now they're looking at fourth and goal from the 29. This truly, in high school football, that this is no man's land. This is a 47-yard field goal. If they miss or get it blocked, I mean, it's a recipe for disaster, but here you are 29 yards away. You probably have to go for it, just air it out.
I think so. Either air it out or just run it and figure that much more time off the clock. Listen, we should do our disclaimer right now, which
this Hero Bowl broadcast is the exclusive property of the Hero Scholarship Fund, and havenfootball.net, and is produced for the private use of our listening audience. No rebroadcast in full or in part is permitted without the express written permission of the Hero Scholarship Fund and havenfootball.net. Your cooperation is appreciated.
So now here is the punt team. L.P. Markert standing at the east 42-yard line looking to pin them even deeper. The pooch punt, of course, he had his last one blocked. So Max Protect here, Markert. Short leg here. Punts it, and it's going
nicely
to be Tassoni. Punted. Tassoni was the gunner on the play on the far sideline. He kicked it right to him. Tassoni makes the catch and downs it at the 7-yard line. Well executed by the West. And Markert does the job there as the punter. Kicks it straight to his gunner on the far sideline. Tassoni got free, downs it at the 7-yard line. So here's the story. The East, after storming back from a 10-0 deficit to take a 14-10 lead, gave up a 53-yard drive that was capped by Aaron Duncan's second touchdown of the night, which puts the score where we stand now, 17-14 West over the East. But the East with the football now, with 2:29 to play, problem being they have 93 yards to pay dirt. Eric Green, the quarterback, with an I formation behind him. Green, play fake, back to pass, looking, has time from his own end zone, airs it out deep down the field, runs it all, has Harris out there, and it's an amazing catch, Chandler Harris at the 38-yard line of the West, a tremendous throw and catch. That ball traveled 65 yards in the air. What a tremendous throw from Green. And Taylor Harris climbs the ladder and hauls it in at the 38-yard line.
That was amazing. And was covered by two guys that went up at the same time with him. That was, well, they're back in this game.
55 yards on the connection from Green to Taylor Harris. Harris's first catch of the night. And boy, was it a beauty. Second completion of the night from Green. The passing game for the East has not been terribly efficient, but when it's connected, it's been spectacular. Shotgun formation. Green looking, firing to the near sideline, complete. It's Hooper with running room on the far sideline, across to the 30 before he's rattled out of bounds. Pinkston in the area, along with Jeff Mateus. But there's a gain of 8 more. Eric Green to Chris Hooper. So the two wide receivers who went the first 3 3/4 of this game without a catch on consecutive plays now go for 55-8 on consecutive plays. Second and 2 from the West 29. 1:50 to play. Clock is stopped after Hooper was banged out of bounds. Christian Johnson split to the near side this time. Back to pass Green. Firing to the flat, it's Harris with room. Cuts back, makes one man miss, second man miss. Hodges in to clean up, but not before he stretches to the 24. Gain of 6 on the play. Tamer Harris making his presence felt, and now that's 3 completions in a row for Mr. Eric Green, senior co-captain from Penwood.
Well, 1:39 and counting, and they're not rushing up to that huddle, and I don't know. I would be moving a little faster. They do have their timeouts. So they have one timeout each, I guess. Yeah,
1:28, 1:27 and counting. 17-14. East is trailing, but on the move. 1st and 10 at the West 24. Turn a little delayed inside. No, keeping it is Green. What a beautiful fade. 15 and great open field tackle by Carl McKenzie. McKenzie saved a huge play there. The senior from Strathaven wraps up Green at the 15-yard line, or else he's still running.
Yeah, that was
106 to play. 103, 102. Clock ticks down. The East probably in field goal range or approaching field goal range. And now here's a timeout.
Their last
timeout called. Their final timeout called with 53 seconds to play. Seemed to be a few people upset on the East sideline. Seems like they wanted that timeout called maybe just a few seconds sooner. At any rate, 53 seconds is what the clock reads at the moment.
Well,
17-14 is the situation. 2nd and 2 upcoming from the 15.
Do we have an overtime provision?
I don't know what the overtime provision is, frankly. They may end up in a tie if they kick the field goal. I don't know. Of course,
the West defense
has forced three turnovers tonight. So we've seen this situation before on both sides of the ball, really. Both teams have been in pretty good field position and coughed it up. So anything can happen, as we've seen here tonight. Again, two spectacular pass plays have set up the East now in two big situations here. One just before halftime, a razzle-dazzle quarterback option run throw, really. Had two quarterbacks on the field. It was Chris Smith on an end around, pulls up and fires a 40-yard bomb to Christian Johnson to set them up at the 12-yard line. The next play turned into an East touchdown, a pass from Green to Romeo Kirksey. And now a 55-yard pass play from his own end zone. Green to Tamer Harris now has the clock. Now has the East set up. Second and two from the 15-yard line.
Now we're getting word they're trying to change the clock. There should be two less seconds on the. The timekeeper doesn't want to change it, apparently, because it's too confusing for them. So they're going to hold the 2 seconds off or something. Right.
Yeah, so they're saying hold for two. Okay. So when they snap the football, they will hold it for 2 seconds. He will count to two before he restarts the clock here.
That's going
to
be satisfying for the coaches.
So the clock, well, they'll have to be satisfied at this point. But, again, they'll have to count to two before they start it.
We're apparently the only people on the ground with communication up in a booth. So, okay, they're going to play. So that's good.
So with 53 and really what amounts to 55 seconds to play here in regulation. Right. Second and two upcoming for the East. From the 15-yard line of the West, Tamer Harris and Chris Hooper have come up big on this play, along with senior quarterback Eric Green.
And if you don't think these kids and these coaches are taking this seriously.
There's some intensity on both sidelines right now. I formation behind Green here when we get restarted. Wing to the near side is Tony Minertia from Chichester. Split to the far side, Chris Hooper. He's singled up out there with Eric Frazier. Mantisoni, the strong safety, veering in that direction now to play underneath. In motion goes Minertia. Looks like somebody jumped. Oh, boy. Looks like a false start here on the East, and that might just be bad. That hurts. There's just no way around that one. 5-yard penalty will back them up to the 20, now setting them up in second and seven. Second and seven after the false start on the right side of the offensive line. Green is your quarterback on the drive that started at their own 7-yard line, and here they are knocking on the door with 55 seconds to play.
Yeah, but that was a monster pass, a 55-yard pass. Was it close to the Hail Mary as well as the guy?
Receivers are split. Christian Johnson to the near side, Chris Hooper to the far side, Green in the shotgun. 5-man front here for the West. Hodges over that outside edge. Here he comes on the blitz. Looking is Green, firing to the near sideline. It is incomplete. Overshot Johnson at the near sideline. McKenzie in coverage. Marenick underneath as well. Pass falls incomplete. Third and seven now. After three straight completions for Green, that's his first miss of this drive.
51 seconds left in the game. That may not be as much of a factor. I assume it's third and seven, so clock isn't nearly as important.
The clock will stop if they pick up a first down.
Right.
They should have time to reset the change and kill the clock, assuming they were to pick up a first down. See Dan Algio, the Cardinal O'Hara head coach, down the way here again. Everybody on their feet here in the stands. High energy at Widener here for the 32nd annual Hero Bowl. Third and seven coming up. Receivers are split, taking the snap, and the gun is Green. Found it near sideline. It is incomplete off the hands of Minertia at the 11-yard line. Would have been short of the first down had he caught it. A diving attempt at the sideline would have put him in an impossible spot there anyway. So, not to say that it's a good thing with an incomplete pass, but fourth and seven upcoming from the 20.
I think a roll out and allow the quarterback to make a decision to run with the ball or throw it would probably be your best bet.
Green and Smith have both shown the ability to scramble all season long and again tonight. But here we are, fourth and seven. Comes down to this. West needs one stop. Nose of the football at the 20-yard line. They need the 13. And now here they are lining up for a field goal. They will line up for the field goal. Timeout for the West, as they look to put some different personnel on the field, namely 6'4" Christian Matthews from Strathaven. looking to play basketball. I'm sorry, not him. Carl McKenzie will be playing basketball at Wesley next year. Right. But Christian Matthews, we've seen him get his hands on several passes. Nearly blocked a couple of punts this year. So if you want to block a field goal, that's the guy to go to. Between he and McKenzie, Gerald Waters has some incredible jumping ability, and we've seen Eric Frazier block two field goals and two extra points this year. So
well,
there is
understand anybody. You know, I think it was against Haverford. Was it last year or the year before where we attempted a field goal, and it would have been a great move to fake that because they sent everybody to block it and were successful. But had we picked up the ball and thrown it, there was nobody out there.
So here's the story. Down by three, the East will attempt a 37-yard field goal.
We think,
with Tom Dubois from Cardinal O'Hara. A last-minute replacement on the roster, Dubois from the near hash mark, right to left. From the left hash, we'll need to push it through the uprights from 37 to tie it. Green takes a knee. He awaits the snap. Frazier on the wing. Hodges on the wing. It may be coming. Snap is good. The kick is away, and it is long enough, and it is good! The game is tied with 40 seconds left. Tom Dubois pounds it through from 37 yards out. Frazier was about a split second away from blocking it as he came in on fire from that left wing. But give the East credit. Snap, hard kick, beautifully executed. I'll tell you... For an all-star game where these kids have practiced for 2.5 weeks to execute that kind of play under these circumstances, the kicking game is always an adventure in high school football, but to pull it off in this kind of a circumstance, to tie the game with 40 seconds left, wow.
This is Deshaun Elliott from Chester High School, class of 2008, and you're listening to high school football on www.havenfootball.net.
So a 37-yard field goal from Tom Dubois has tied it with 40 seconds left. Barring a big return, and it's Carl McKenzie and Eric Frazier, I'm sorry, Carl McKenzie and Aaron Duncan standing deep. It's a return for the West. The up men includes Andrew Hodges.
Hey, there will be an overtime if we don't get a score.
Bouncing kickoff fielded by Duncan at the 25. Or the 15. Now he's out to the 25. Looking for running room. Across the 30. Look out! Duncan! We are back on the air. Reconnected after a loss of a signal. So we missed one exciting play here. The last play of regulation. Steve Giordano throws the Hail Mary. It was intercepted by Hallinan, who tried the lateral. And was the lateral was... I didn't even see who had his hands on it because it turned into a fumble. But in the meantime, Marcus Richardson ended up with the football but was tripped up at the 30-yard line. So the Hail Mary was there was a moment of excitement there where the East may have been able to run it back. But in the meantime, it seems that the regulation has ended. Regulation certainly should have ended. Regulation certainly has ended here, and so the teams will talk things over, and if the normal high school rules take effect here for overtime, now again, this is a charity all-star game, so we're assuming that they'll just continue to, if indeed they play the overtime, each team will have four cracks at it from the 10-yard line. So let's see. Let's see what happens.
This is Sam Armando, head football coach at Penwood High School, and you're listening to the high school football on www.havenfootball.net.
Commerce Bank is the main sponsor of this year's Hero Bowl, and we're all very proud of their continued support. Commerce Bank is America's most convenient bank with 7-day branch banking, free checking for the first year, free online banking and bill paying, and a no-fee Visa ATM check card. Branches are located conveniently throughout Delaware County. For your nearest branch, give them a call at 1-888-751-9000. Member FDIC.
So the clocks are at zero and will stay at zero. The East and the West will now meet at midfield for a coin toss. One team, and again, this was the situation in Strathaven Upper Darby early in the 2007 season, or midway through, I guess. Strathaven came out on top in overtime in that one. But again, each team will get four cracks at it from the 10-yard line, and see what happens from there.
Yep, it's a pretty simple overtime. You've got if you're third and whatever, you obviously have the choice to try to go for a field goal or try to score. Obviously, the team with the biggest advantage is the team that goes second rather than first, just in regular other everybody else's overtimes. So if they win the toss, they will choose to go second. Obviously, if the first team gets the ball and does not score at all, then all the second team has to do is score anything, and they're one. Interceptions count as, and all turnovers count as the end of the four downs. So if they fumble on a first down, it goes back to the other team.
Interceptions or turnovers can be returned for touchdowns, too, which would effectively would end a game as well.
Right.
So here we are, tied at 17, headed for in the 32nd Hero Bowl, headed for overtime. I'm not sure when the last Hero Bowl was, that if ever we've ever had overtime here. Again, last year, the West handled the East pretty handily, 24-0. But here tonight, some fireworks on both sides of the game, and then really a two clutch drives at the end of each half. At the end of the first half, the East pulls out a huge 58-yard drive in just 18 seconds. Two plays, 58 yards at the end of the first half, cut the lead to 10-7, and really made a game of this thing when the West had chances to blow it open early. But in the meantime, the West bounced back, took a 17-14 lead, and pinned the East at their own 7-yard line. A terrific punt by LP Marker. Looked to have the West defense in business, but boy, oh boy, did the East come back in a big, big way.
Came back, and then what a clutch extra point.
And
I mean, 50,
right. The 55-yard pass from Eric Green to Tamer Harris set them up in West territory, but again, three completions, a 3-for-4 performance on the drive there from Eric Green. Sets up with 40 seconds left, Tom Dubois from Cardinal O'Hara drilling a 37-yard field goal with plenty of distance. That would have been good from maybe 45 or more.
It looked like it hung a little right, but, you know, it got through the uprights. It was pretty clean.
So, again, he pounds it through from 37 yards to tie the game, and here we are in overtime.
It looks like East has got the ball first.
East will have the football first, first and 10, first and goal from the 10-yard line. They were moving right to left. That's west to east.
Well, at this stage of the game with Dubois, they got a weapon for a three-pointer.
Right. No wins to speak of. The flag in the east end zone completely still. So here we are.
On the other hand, the West has Duncan, and boy, can you stop them four downs
right.
in a row?
That's right. Aaron Duncan for the West has been the story offensively, and even a kick return set them up for maybe some late-game heroics that never quite happened. But Duncan has 61 yards rushing unofficially, and two, really both West touchdowns. But here's Eric Green, under center with an I formation behind him. Echo dots the I. Cooper is the fullback. Wing to the near side, Tamer Harris. Chris Hooper split to the far side. First and goal from the 10, first play of overtime upcoming. Give this to Echo, running hard on the left side. He's inside the 5, down to the 4. Good first down play for the East. Marenick in on the stop, number 44 for Ridley. But not before Echo picks up 6. 7 carries for 22 yards unofficially for the Archbishop Carroll Sr. Second and goal from 4. Green deliberate in bringing in the play here for the East. Mike Pileggi, that left tackle, leading the way on the last play, following left guard 68, Kevin Beard, 6'7", 345 from Chichester. May see that same play again. Follow the big guys, they do, over the left side. It's Echo trying to turn the corner, and he dives. He is in for the touchdown. Kevin Echo in overtime, pounds it in. Two straight plays over their two biggest linemen. Maybe not actually their biggest, but Beard certainly is. But Pileggi collapses the left side, and a 4-yard run for Echo to pay dirt.
Well, that's impressive. Now they're going to, you know, try to make it. They're going to go for trying to turn with another.
Now they'll go for the extra point here. Dubois, who tied the game with 47 from 37 yards out with 40 seconds left. Now Jerome Duncan runs on the field. Important player to have on there as the up back or the wing back here for the East. Dubois with Green to hold. Extra point pending. Snap is good. Hold is good. Frazier comes in and blocks it. Eric Frazier got a hand on it to block the extra point, and that could be huge.
That could be very
Frazier
weird.
From Strathaven came in on that, came in off the right side of the east line, gets a hand on the extra point, and it's 23-17. So, here we are. The West now with four cracks at it from the 10-yard line. Steve Giordano in At quarterback, Nick Carullo, Brian Traban, Tony Gatsiotis. The up front, along with Jeff Schechner and John Deardorff, those are your front five. Double tight ends are Frank and Kraus. I formation dotted by Duncan. Waters split to the near side. First and goal from the 10. Giordano, play fake. Looking, has time, fire in the end zone, has his man Frank, touchdown! First play, it's Giordano to Frank. Everybody in the building was thinking Aaron Duncan right there.
Yep.
And a gutsy call.
What Frank?
Greg Gallagher, number 25, Frank's second catch of the night. Goes for a 10-yard touchdown. And now, let's see. Extra point pending. It's on the foot of Sean Richway. Sean Saylor from Springfield to hold. We're tied at 23, but here comes the extra point try. Now here's Joe Gallagher in the offense calling timeout. The East is calling timeout. I mean, he needs to set up some way to get to this kick. So Eric Frazier's block of the extra point in overtime has given the West a chance to end it here.
And of course, the only reason the East is here is because they made a beautiful field goal kick. For what would we figure that? 37 yards out?
37-yard field goal.
High school
40
football
seconds left.
No win.
Big kick from Dubois, who, again, was an absolutely last-minute replacement here. We penciled in his name on the roster, if that gives you an idea, about a half hour before game time.
So you wonder how much practice the kids possibly had.
Since, November?
Yeah.
He may not have kicked a football in 6 months, but he pounded it through with 40 seconds left to tie it. Unfortunately for him, a big, big play by Eric Frazier from Strathaven to block the extra point in overtime now gives the West a chance to win it as we speak. Wisely and Ballard are your wingbacks looking to seal those corners. Sailor to hold, Richway to attempt the extra point. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is blocked! Up on the line, got it! Kick was low coming out, and number 56, Skoroff, got it. He's blocked a punt and an extra point, so a huge day for Skoroff on the special teams. And we'll do it again.
And we will certainly do it again.
Extra point, no good, Skoroff on the block. He's blocked a punt, my goodness. We know that there's an offensive MVP award given. We know there's a defensive MVP award given. But Skoroff has two kick blocks in a game. A punt that set up the second touchdown, and now the extra point. 56 on the block is Robert Skoroff from Archbishop Carroll. And they'll try it again. Each team will again get four cracks at it from the 10-yard line.
Well, this now rates, I think, it's the latest high school football game we've ever called.
Yeah, that's right. Second overtime coming up. So they'll do the coin toss one more time. And
right,
again,
they treat this as a complete tie. It's not like it just goes back to the East. Now they'll flip it again, and somebody will win, and we'll see what happens. Although certainly scoring was not a problem for either of these teams in the first overtime.
23-23 is your score here in the Hero Bowl. Still a pretty good crowd who has stuck around through this thing. We're a little more empty than we were.
Where can you go for $5 to see excitement like this?
That's right. And the $5, knowing that it's going to just a tremendous cause. Again, all proceeds tonight goes towards the Scholar, the Hero Scholarship Fund, which benefits the families of fallen firefighters, EMTs, and police officers. And again, the players and coaches on the field tonight are putting on a show to go with it that's unrivaled here in late May. So, the West now looks to be, as they switch end zones, they'll be working in the West end zone, which really is a non-factor on a lit field and with no wind or weather to speak of here. So here's the West on offense now to start it. Nose of the football at the 10-yard line. Again, four downs to score. Here as we start overtime number two. Giordano under center. Waters split to the near side. Double tight ends. I formation dotted by Aaron Duncan, who has two touchdowns for the West. And he takes a handoff, bounces to the left side, has room, cuts inside the five, and down to the four. In on the stop is number 54, Isaac Prince from Chester. But 6 yards on first down for Duncan takes him to 67 for the night on 14 carries. Giordano breaks the huddle this time on second and goal from the four with the same formation. Tight end to the near side is Frank, to the far side is Krause. Waters singled up out here on the near sideline with Richardson. It is Duncan over the left side, and he is in. Looked to be maybe a little bit of movement on the right side of that, on the left side of that line, but at any rate, Treband and Carullo collapse that side, and it's Duncan from 4 yards out, his third touchdown of the night, and it's 29-23. Forgive my lack of enthusiasm on that, but it seems to be, it's just, again, three touchdowns. I'm sorry, Aaron, that's a big play, but boy, there's just been, I can anticipate more big plays to come. Here we go, extra point, it's been an adventure here in overtime. Snap, kick, hold is up, the kick is away, and no good. Hook to the left. Rich Ray is wide left, and here we are at 29-23. So now the East with four cracks at it from the 10, trailing by six. After another missed extra point, each team's traded blocked extra points in the first overtime. And now Rich Ray's kick goes wide left. There was a lot of pressure coming in. There was not a good push from the left. There was a very good push from the left side of that defensive line for the East. But at any rate, the West defense needs to come up big here to salvage something. This is Echo over center, and he pushes across the 10 to maybe the 8. So a decent first down effort from the West defense, led by Jim Nolan, along with Drew Kravitz. Nolan and Kravitz in on the stop there. I'm sorry, 57, not 50. 57 is Andrew Hughley from the Haverford School. He has a fumble recovery on the evening already.
That was the best first down play in for defense in overtime so far.
Right. So, again, gain of just two for Echol that time. And, again, he went for 6 and 4 to pay dirt in the first overtime. Second and goal from the 8. Receiver split to the near side is Hooper. Double tight end. Echo dots the eye. Cooper is the fullback play fake, and now here's Green, one keeper. Tries to cut inside, and he'll lose 3. Loses yardage back to the 11-yard line. Christian Matthews, we've seen that all season long. 12 tackles for loss from the outside linebacker from Strathaven in 2007. And they seem to come in big moments. He saved the day in the overtime game against Auburn Darby. He saved the day against Conestoga. And here he comes back with a big quarterback sack, pushing them backwards 4 yards.
Well, the East has really put themselves in a bit of a hole now with third and 12.
Third and goal from the 12.
Right.
They trail by 6 after Aaron Duncan's third touchdown of the night from 4 yards out, but a missed extra point has given them some hope here.
Yeah, well, but they got to get a touchdown. They obviously aren't going to try a field goal at this stage of the game. It won't do them any good.
Right, of course. So they need 12 yards here. They need 12 yards, and again, a loss of 4 on that last play. Christian Matthews dropping Eric Green for a 4-yard loss. So here's the East breaking the huddle after a timeout. With 3 wide receivers. Kirksey, who caught the first touchdown, split to the near side. Shotgun formation, double wing. To the far side is Cooper. Minertia wing to the near side. High snap on the shotgun. And now here they throw the fade to Kirksey. Throws it, and it is incomplete, and it's broken up by Carl McKenzie. So the Strathaven defenders are showing up here in overtime. Frazier with the blocked extra point in the first overtime. Christian Matthews with a big stop on second down for a loss of 4, and now a throw to the end zone broken up by Carl McKenzie sets up 4th and 12. 4th and goal from the 12. Last shot here for the East. What can they draw up that will score them 6 here from 12 yards out against a tough West defense, but it has been it's been beatable. They've beaten them 3 times for touchdowns already.
I mean, it's got to be a quarterback option. You got to just see what opens up.
Tamer Harris, first team All-Delco, split to the near side. Wing to the far side, I formation dotted by Echol. In motion goes Chris Smith, and it's Green looking, has time. rolling, good protection, all day to throw. Stops, has to fire to the end zone, and he has his man Harris, he's got it! It is time for a touchdown! He got his foot down! Defense argues out of bounds, but no serve. Very good call from the side judge. Tamer Harris just inside the pylon has tied it at 29. Unbelievable, but there's a flag.
Well, I think it was after the play.
It was the flag after the play.
I think there was some mouthing by the West team.
So now, so it is, the touchdown will count, and if this is post play, you have a question there. So yeah, if you go half the distance of the goal line on a penalty, the extra point, you know, would move it to the 1 yard line. If you don't trust your kicking game, you could go for it from the 1 yard line. So unsportsmanlike conduct. Somebody said something unpleasant as an emotional reaction after the tying touchdown on fourth and goal.
Probably calling into to question the referee's judgment on the call. I would.
Yes, assume. Very pleasantly, I'm sure. But in the meantime, here's the East with a chance to win the game. Tied at 29, and with the ball moved half the distance of the goal to the one, they will still opt for the extra point attempt from Dubois. What do you want to bet they get Eric Frazier blocked this time? Frazier, who blocked the extra point, the first extra point in the first overtime to send this game essentially to the second overtime.
Boy, that has come down to this is amazing. That was a great catch, though.
Tremendous catch. Tamer Harris, and again, all day to throw. It's a lot to ask of the defensive backs to cover for that long. He had easily 6 or 7 seconds to scramble around, set his feet, and throw before the rush
but,
got
you know,
through.
The numbers dictate as a coach, absolutely. Yeah. Give the guy time to throw. You only got a 6-yard field, or in this case, a 12-yard field. You should be able to stay with everybody. And, in fact, he was extremely well covered. If that ball wasn't thrown right where it was, there would have been no catch. It was right at the very coffin corner in the front, rather in the back corner. But another foot in any direction, that wouldn't have been catchable. Would have been out of bounds.
A laser off the arm of Green hits Tamer Harris for the third time tonight. And now here's Dubois looking to win it. Tied at 29. Extra point pending. Snap. Hold. Kick is away. And it is no good. He hooked it left. The West end zone has been hooked. It's been hooked left by both kickers. Here in the second overtime, Dubois misses. We are going to overtime number three.
This is Drew Kravitz.
And this is Shane Eaches from Garnet Valley High School, class of 08. And you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
So here we are. We'll head back to the East End Zone, where the kicking game has been successful all evening.
Yep.
No one's missed in this end zone in terms of kicking. But at some point...
So the East is going first again?
Yeah, the East may get first crack at this with on the offensive side of the ball again. Now, at some point, I know in the college rules, and I'm not sure how it's going to go tonight. Again, this is a high school all-star game. At some point, I believe it's after three overtimes, you must go for two-point conversions.
But I don't know if that applies
I don't know that that's going to apply here tonight. So at some point, the kicking game may become a moot point. But... Let's just live through the next few plays here, see what happens on offense for each team. Maybe it's time for a defensive player to make a stand here, to make a stop.
Well, that, of course, would do it. If you can get the ball to get turned over as a defensive player, that would certainly put the kibosh on things. But, of course, the other factor that's got to be happening here is exhaustion. A lot of these kids haven't played this game for long. Now they're in a very long game. Of course, they are athletes in other sports. Many of them are playing at least one additional sport, in some cases two. And they're certainly in better shape than we are.
If you're playing your last high school game, I'm not sure how much being in or out of shape really makes a difference. These guys are on adrenaline at this point. They don't want their high school careers to end, it seems.
Yep.
So here we have a receiver split to the far side for the East. I formation. In motion goes Minertia. Green is your quarterback. Play fake. Green looking. Firing to the end zone on first down. Incomplete. Looking for Kirksey. They connected on the first touchdown of the night for the East, but that one falls incomplete. Second down and upcoming from the 10-yard line. Green, 5 for 13 for 73 yards and a touchdown unofficially. Checking back into the game, Hooper, as Echol checks out. Green brings in the play, second goal from the 10.
Well, this is the worst position I think any of the teams have been in after the first play, so...
The East, again, pulled a rabbit out of the hat on fourth and goal from the 12 to send this to a third overtime. But here they are, second and goal from the 10 after an incomplete pass on first down. Double wing, shotgun formation. Cooper behind Green. Green back to pass again. Looking, has time. Fires to the end zone. Complete, and it is... Oh, Harris, he stopped just short of the end zone. Great tackling by Greg Marinic. Stops him a yard short. It looked like Harris... That blue jersey blended in with that blue end zone. I thought for sure he was in, but he has stopped just shy. Third and goal from inside the one. Great tackling from Marinic with help from McKenzie to keep Tamar Harris out of the end zone. Gain of 9.
You can see the pass rush is not as effective, and that to me is just exhaustion.
Sure.
I mean, you just can't chase these guys after a while.
That's right. So third and goal from the one. 36 inches to pay dirt, if that. Chris Cooper's your fullback, Echol the tailback. My guess is Echol over the left side. Let's see. Third and goal, no, it's a keeper for Green. He's in. Green punches it in from the third overtime. Touchdown for the East. 35-29, extra point pending. One yard run for the
Green. Defensive turnover we were looking for.
Oh, too bad. 1 yard run here for Green from the East to tie it. Or I'm sorry, to take the lead. 35-29 is where we stand.
You have a different kicker?
The kicker now is Justin Livingston from Glen Mills. His first extra point attempt of the night. He's been your kickoff specialist tonight. Snap, hold, kick, blocked again by Frazier. Frazier blocks it for the second time in overtime. Eric Frazier again. Incredible. So Livingston, they try a different kicker.
He can't
and
fly enough.
But Frazier came in completely clean. Completely clean. He's brought two extra points in the overtime. The first overtime and now the third overtime. So here we are, 35-29. My question is, how do you not get him blocked? I mean, really.
Well, they got the kickoff last time.
Right,
so,
right. So,
there is a way to block him, I suppose.
Goodness.
But
all right, so it's on the west now. They need 10 yards to tie it. Waters split to the far side. Duncan in the eye. Dots the eye behind Giordano. First and goal from the 10. It's Duncan on the left side. Running room. And now great tackling. Looked like he had room to the outside, but Corey Wood, the outside linebacker from Chichester, grabs a hold of Jersey and wraps him down from rips him down at the 7. Game of just 3 for Duncan. Second and goal coming for the West. Checking into the game, a defensive tackle, James Burris, the 340-pounder from Academy Park. Waters split to the far side again. Wisely, the fullback in front of Duncan. Double tight ends are Krause and Frank, second and goal from just inside the 8. This is Duncan again across a good hole over the right side and pushes him down inside the 5 to the 4. So just little bits at a time here. Teams are excited. Let's be pleasant here. Guys are
it's getting a little annoying.
Tensions are high, to say the least here. Teams have held themselves in check, but there's been a lot of emotion, a lot of intensity expended here tonight.
And remember, these guys in the front lines have been pounding on each other all night long.
Three more for Duncan. Takes it to third and goal from the 4. 17th carry of the night for Aaron Duncan. He's been the workhorse. 35-29, the West trails, but 4 yards from pay dirt and a tie here in the third overtime. Here's a little option from Giordano, and he's going to be wrapped up. They look for the option with number 22, Gallagher, coming from the outside, but in a hurry is Burris to wrap up Giordano back at the 5, and now it's fourth and goal from the 5. So the West now faced with a fourth down play, needing 6 to tie it in overtime.
Who made that tackle?
65 Burris in on the stop of Giordano. No gain on the play, actually a loss of a yard. Loss of a yard on the first carry of the night for Giordano. And so now here's the East. The East in the second, or was that the first overtime? Let me go back to it. In the second overtime on fourth and goal from the 12, Eric Green found Tamar Harris in the front corner of the end zone. to tie the game and send it into another overtime. The West in a similar situation now. Fourth and goal from the 5. Last play of the night, unless they score.
Yep, they got to score it here. And then it becomes, can they get the field goal and win it? But they got to
score
extra
point, right. They need the touchdown first, and then the extra point, right. Which has been an adventure, would follow. But if the East can hold, this is it. What can they draw up? Joe Gallagher has the offense in a huddle at the far sideline, really on the field. Referee's going to talk him out of that huddle and get him back on the field here.
You're going to get to the point where, you know, you've done so many little gadget plays, you know, you're going to give it to Gallagher, you're not going to give it to Gallagher. I mean, they're pretty much looking for almost anything now, which I don't know what you call.
With 5 yards to go, there's not a lot of space to work with even to get it to let right. anything develop here. Here we go. Fourth and goal from the 5. The West needs a touchdown to tie it. And here's a confusion again. What's this? And now we call an East calls timeout. So a little bit of gamesmanship here. After a long timeout, long discussion from
yeah,
the West.
Yeah, but this doesn't count for anything. Nobody cares who wins or loses.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all. These guys are playing for real. We said it earlier. And, again, the kids have been at each other. The coaches.
The coaches are just as animated as we ever see in a regular season.
It's been great. A great event for everybody and certainly not lacking for intensity at all.
There ain't no adrenaline like an adrenaline in a guy who's in his 40s.
So here we are. It's on what may be the last play of the third overtime. 35-29, the East squad, led by the Del Val Conference All-Stars, along with players from Cardinal O'Hara, Monsignor Bonner, and Archbishop Carroll and Glenn Mills, leading 35-29 over the West, which is the Central League plus the Haverford School this year. Fourth and goal from the 5. The West needs 6 to tie and would get a shot then at the extra point to win. Giordano under center, Duncan in the eye, with Wisely in front of him, double tight end, Waters put to the far side. Giordano, play fake, rolling goes left, loops, floats to the end zone, and it is broken up by Jerome Duncan. The East has won it. Jerome Duncan swats it away, the pass intended for the tight end, Frank. And the East goes crazy. The Blue Shirts are excited tonight as they finish it in 3 overtimes, 35-29, good coverage. Not much anybody else could do there, just a good defensive play from Sun Valley's Jerome Duncan to swat it away and give the West a loss here in 2008. So the Eastern squad, very excited and deservedly so after a marathon of a game. Kickoff was more than 3 hours ago at 7:30, and here we are 10:30 on a school night, no less. But these seniors,
well,
90
seniors,
of them.
I don't know if they're in school anymore.
90 of them playing their last high school football game just did not seem to want it to end. They battled tooth and nail all evening long. With heroics on the offense, the defense, and certainly on the special teams, and overtime especially, blocked extra points, blocked punts. We saw a little bit of everything all evening.
We get that.
So they line up everybody here at the 50-yard line, everybody shaking hands and friendly again. But the crowd will go home entertained at the very least. They, again, a near-capacity crowd here at Widener University on the home sideline at the start of the night. It has thinned out considerably, but those who have stayed, it was quite the entertaining event. 3 overtimes, the West over the East, 35-29. So, we'll, I think we'll keep it right here, at least till they present the MVPs.
Yeah, we have the list of the MVPs. We'll be surprised. We have the list. Danielle's writing them down.
We do have them. Okay. So in the meantime, we do have the offensive and defensive MVPs, and for tonight, there you could argue there should be some special teams award
yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. Got
my goodness, and so many candidates. Eric Frazier blocking 2 extra points in overtime. Unbelievable performance from Robert Sklaroff, blocking an extra point in overtime, blocking a punt to set up the second East touchdown that gave them their first lead. just tremendous, tremendous efforts all around. And, of course, you know, you to not mention Mr. Dubois, Tom
yeah,
Dubois,
right.
At the end of regulation, a last-minute addition to the roster. Literally half hour before game time, I had to pencil his name onto the roster. He comes up with a 37-yard field goal at the end of regulation with 40 seconds to go to cap a 73-yard drive to tie the game and send it to the first overtime. So again, and you're seeing as I look around, there are kids, plenty of underclass teammates here. Several Cardinal O'Hara players are down here to my right. The Garnet Valley coaching staff is here. The Glenn Mills, as I said, most of their team is here to support the seniors here tonight. But again, just a tremendous, tremendous effort from all players and coaches alike. So we do have the names of the MVPs for tonight. And again, we have no arguments here and not really a surprise. From the East, the Outback Steakhouse offensive MVP is quarterback Eric Green. Eric Green with a touchdown pass led a couple of clutch drives and a touchdown run in the third overtime, which eventually served as the game winner. A one-yard plunge in the third overtime to win the game. Offensive MVP for the West, and he did a little bit of everything in the kick return game and mostly in the rushing. Three touchdowns tonight for Aaron Duncan from our Upper Darby. No shock there. He had unofficially, and you can check out more official stats tomorrow on havenfootball.net. The Delaware County Times will cover some of this, I'm sure. But 77 yards and three touchdowns rushing for Aaron Duncan. Just a terrific effort. For the East, the defensive MVP, we called his name I don't know how many times, especially in the first half. Number 44, Billy McMonagle, linebacker, defensive end from Cardinal O'Hara. Just a tremendous effort. He's headed to Kutztown next year. And the defensive MVP for the West that they're about to announce, no surprise here either.
Right.
He certainly had his share of postseason accolades in the regular season. The Delaware County Times Player of the Year, first team All-State from the Ridley Green Raiders, number three tonight, 33 in the regular season. But Andrew Hodges had just a tremendous game as an outside linebacker tonight. Tackles all over the field. He had a sack. He had a couple passes deflected in defense. So, again, no surprises there. Well-deserved, and I could probably think of a half dozen other players who I don't think there could be an argument for MVPs
right.
tonight. That really,
they probably should have been eight of them tonight.
Yeah, terrific, terrific performance from really everyone on the field tonight. So again, terrific effort from the coaches, from the players. Everybody here at Widener University has been fantastic. It's been a great event, and of course, going to a fantastic cause. The Hero Scholarship Fund, again, you can check out you know, the coverage in today's Delaware County Daily Times and certainly on the website to find ways to donate. But again, all proceeds tonight go to the Hero Scholarship Fund benefiting the families of fallen firefighters, EMTs, and police officers. We're thrilled to have been back here for the second year in a row. So, Mike, thanks for all your effort and energy with the website. It's been great.
Pleasure. Well, for opening game for Panthers, are about 92 days away, so we'll be back for the season and hopefully have our equipment working right.
Check us out on www, of course, havenfootball.net, and you can check in with the regular season. But we'll have lots going on during the summertime, too. There's lots to talk about. So, for Paul and Danielle Heisey with doing the stats tonight, fantastic effort. For Mike Mayer, webmaster at havenfootball.net, and again, suffered through some tough equipment situations, but again, terrific effort from Mike with color commentary, from interviews, and a little bit of everything. Thanks one more time to our sponsors, Outback Steakhouse and Commerce Bank tonight. But again, wrapping up the 32nd Annual Hero Bowl. The final score of the East, 35, the West, 29, in three entertaining overtimes. This is Brian Carroll bringing you the 2008 Hero Bowl. We'll see you this fall on havenfootball.net. Good night and good football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of www.havenfootball.net, Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.